This is Kurt Gowdy with Harry Carey, bidding you welcome to the third game of the 1964 World Series of Baseball from Yankee Stadium in New York. This series is brought to you by
Chrysler Corporation, makers of the new 1965 Plymouth, Dodge Trucks, Chrysler, and Imperial. Today's hosts, Chrysler and Imperial.
And by Gillette, maker of the incomparable Gillette stainless steel blade, the world's sharpest, easiest shaving, number one in sales by far, and the slim adjustable razor, foamy shaving cream, Life Guard deodorant, and Sunup aftershave.
And for your listening pleasure, Chrysler Corporation and Gillette will also bring you on NBC Radio the 1965 Rose Bowl game. In this way, these companies wish to thank you for your support. Game three. We're all even up. They have split the first two games in St. Louis. And now it's Yankee Stadium. The Yankees have three games in a row in their own ballpark. If they sweep all three, the series, of course, would be over. The Cardinals, by winning at least one of these three games, can force the series back to St. Louis. The weather started out to be a clear, sunny day this morning, and now it is overcast, and it is chilly here and windy at Yankee Stadium. The temperature is in the 50s. We have a 15-mile-an-hour wind blowing from third base toward first base. In every game played so far in the series, the breeze has been a factor, and it is going to cause trouble today on fly balls and pop-ups, and batters who get the ball up in the air toward right field today are going to be given a big boost. So we'll be calling the wind for you as the game progresses, but it is very definitely a factor in this game. 68,000 fans are here. The ballpark, of course, Yankee Stadium, the famous three-deck stadium, 21 of the Cardinals will be playing here for the first time. Triple deck, casting tricky shadows, but today Lou Brock of the St. Louis Cardinals will get a break. We'll talk more about that later. Right now, we want to tell you that this program is authorized under broadcast rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express consent of the Commissioner is prohibited. Left field at Yankee Stadium is a murderous sun field. When the ball leaves the bat, the left fielder has to judge a fly ball against the background of the fans in the third deck, also with the haze and the smoke, and the sun just peeps over the edge of the roof. But right now, we'd say Lou Brock has a big break. He's never played there before. Of course, Tommy Tresh has. And Brock will not have a sun field today. It is overcast. And if it was were a sun field, and it may be the next couple of days, of course, he may be the man most on the spot. The pitchers today, a veteran for the St. Louis Cardinals, Curt Simmons, who at the age of 21 was with the Phillies when they won the pennant but did not pitch in the World Series. Simmons, a fastballer before he had arm trouble, lost his zip. But when he returned in 1960 from the service, the Phillies traded him to the Cardinals, where he completed a remarkable comeback. And in all his years of baseball, this past season has been his best. He has won 18 games, lost 9, and had an earned run average of 3.43. Simmons now is what they call in the trade a junk ball pitcher. Now and then he'll pop that fastball in on you, but he loves to change speeds. He turns the ball over, a screwball, and anybody that can throw a screwball in the major leagues always gives those batters trouble. He has excellent control, and it's this type of pitcher that over the years has given the Yankees more trouble than any other type. The Yankees love to hit against a fastball pitcher all the way, but Simmons, with his change of speeds, his screwball, may give the Yankees real trouble today if he can put that ball where he wants. And also, this is the ballpark that favors a left-handed pitcher with the short right field port. Jim Fountain, a 25-year-old right-hander, will be starting for the Yankees. This is his third season with New York. And a year ago, he saw action against the Dodgers in the World Series. He lost a heartbreaker to Don Drysdale, 1-0 in the third game. Fountain this past year won 18 games,
He had won only seven games up till the 4th of July, but he finished strong. He won 18, lost 13, with an earned run average of 3.02. The year before, he won 21 games. Mountain has as good a stuff as anyone in the American League when he's right. He has a real hard fastball, a crackling overhand curve, and a changeup. And he has a very unique way of preparing himself for a ball game. He is just now coming out of the Yankee dugout to warm up. And you might say, why is he warming up only 10 minutes before the game? Well, he warmed up a half hour ago. He takes two warm-up periods. He warms up for about 10 or 12 minutes, around 30, 35 minutes before the game. Then he comes back and warms up again 10 minutes before the game. Earlier in the season, he was having troubles in the first and second inning, and he decided that he would take two warm-ups and try and pitch the first inning before the ball game ever started. It's been effective for him. In fact, this may be the pattern for some of the other pitchers in baseball who have trouble loosening up early in the game. Well, this third World Series game is being brought to you from Yankee Stadium in New York.
Move up to Chrysler, the most beautiful car in town. This year, drive Chrysler. You get comfort all around.
Chrysler, model 1965. The most beautiful Chrysler ever built. 18 feet of comfort, 2 tons of security. And 7 Newport models are priced at only a few dollars a month more than some of the most popular smaller cars. That's why when your Chrysler dealer says, "See us, we deliver," he means it.
You like the low prices, big values, now easier to own. Move up to Chrysler, the smart new Chrysler. Go out and make your move up today.
Your Chrysler dealer invites you to test drive the all-new, completely different 1965 Chrysler. He'll show you firsthand why Chrysler is the people's choice.
Chrysler is the people's choice. Now let's have the batting orders for the third game of the 1964 World Series. For the visiting Cardinals, leading off and playing center field will be Curt Flood. Flood's in center field. Batting number 2, the left fielder, will be Lou Brock. Brock in left field. Hitting third, playing first base, will be Bill White. White is at third base. Batting cleanup for St. Louis will be Ken Boyer. Boyer, the cleanup man. Dick Grote will be hitting number 5. Grote playing shortstop. Catching and batting number 6 will be the catcher, Tim McCarver. McCarver batting 6th and catching. In right field, hitting number 7, Mike Shannon. Shannon in right field, batting 7th. Javier is still out with a hip injury, and Del Maxville will be playing 2nd base. Maxville at 2nd base. And pitching will be Kurt Simmons. Simmons will be the pitcher today for the Cardinals. So quickly down that order again. Flood leading off. Brock batting 2nd. White hitting 3rd. Boyer in cleanup. Grote batting 5th. McCarver hitting 6th. Shannon 7th. Maxville 8th. And Simmons 9th. Now for the home team, the New York Yankees, playing shortstop leading off will be Phil Lins. Lins at shortstop. Batting number 2, Bobby Richardson. Richardson playing 2nd base, hitting 2nd. In center field, batting 3rd, Roger Maris. Maris, the center fielder. The cleanup man, Mickey Mantle. Mantle in right field. Hitting number 5, the catcher, Elston Howard. Howard catching. Batting number 6 for New York, Tommy Kresh. Kresh hitting 6th. He's playing left field. First base will be Joe Pepitone. Pepitone at first base. Playing 3rd base and batting 8th will be Cletus Boyer. Boyer batting 8th, and Fountain is the pitcher. Quickly, the Yankee lineup again. Lins leading off. Richardson batting 2nd. Maris hitting 3rd. Mantle batting cleanup. Howard batting number 5. Fresh hitting 6th. Pepitone batting 7th. Boyer hitting 8th, and Fountain is the pitcher. The umpires are rotating again. Behind home plate today for the National League will be Ken Burkhardt. Umpiring at first base will be Hank Soar of the American League. Vinny Smith of the National League's at second. Al Smith of the American League will work third base. Frank Sicori of the National League will work the left field line. And Bill McKinley of the American League will work the right field line. Mountain and Simmons are still warming up. Well, both managers are optimistic. Johnny Keene, the Cardinal manager, thinks that Big Yankee Stadium will not hurt the Cardinals, that it'll help them. Cardinals have blazing outfield speed, and they're not a home run hitting team. They're a line drive type hitting ball club that led the National League in batting average. And he thinks the spacious areas here, with the sharp line drives the Cardinals hit, plus their speed in the infield and outfield, the big ballpark, will not hurt the Cardinals, but could be an advantage to them. And as Yogi puts it, I'd always rather play in my own ballpark. And Yogi says, I hope we can wrap it up in three, but if we win at least two, we'll be in good shape. Now they're out there at home plate. The managers are meeting before the ball game. We're just about ready for action. The color guard's out at Yankee Stadium in the center field area. And just a moment or two, we're going to have the playing of the National Anthem. And so it's my pleasure now to turn the microphone over to the voice of the Cardinals for the last 20 years, the man who will be calling the play-by-play on the first half of the ball game for you, Mr. Harry Carey.
Thank you very much, Kurt Gowdy, and hello again, everybody. A cool day, as Kurt told you. The wind is blowing towards right field, so it should help all the left-handed hitters. So far in the first two games of this World Series, the hitting stars are young Tim McCarver, the Cardinal catcher, batting .429, and Tommy Tresh, the star Yankee left fielder who's batting .429. Only one other 400 hitter in the series, and that's the fine second baseman of the New York Yankees, Bobby Richardson. The color guard out in center field. The flag is about to be lifted, and in a moment we'll be hearing our national anthem. A crowd of about 68,000 on hand. Kurt Simmons continues to warm up for the St. Louis Cardinals, and now the sun breaks out from behind the clouds. The young Cardinal outfielders have heard so much about the shadows here at famous Yankee Stadium that they're a little bit concerned about it and wondering how the shadows here might be any different than they are in National League ballparks. Well, they're going to find out because the sun has just come out now, and it has come out in its fullest glory. The temperature in the high 50s, perhaps even 60, bright sun shining, strong wind blowing towards right field. A capacity crowd of some 68 or 69,000 people. This is the pivotal third game. There go the Yankees onto the field. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Tony Martin will sing our national anthem.
Tony Martin.
pause 10 seconds for station identification.
With winter approaching, one name stands for reliability in heating, APCO, the American Furnace Company. Call them at Mission 7, 1300, KMOX, KMOX FM, St. Louis.
With Kurt Gowdy, this is Harry Carey from Yankee Stadium in New York. The third game of the World Series is about to get underway. Jim Boughton on the mound out there for the New York Yankees. Kurt Flood will be leading it off for the St. Louis Cardinals. Coaching at third base, Vern Benson, whose wife underwent major surgery in a hospital down in North Carolina. Coaching at third base for the St. Louis Cardinals, and Joe Schultz at first base. Around the Yankee infield is Joe Pepitone tossing the ball around. And Cletus Boyer at third base. Phil Lynn's at shortstop. Bobby Richardson at second base. And, of course, Joe Pepitone at first base. Elston Howard trotting back to his position behind the plate. The outfield for the Yankees, Tommy Tresh in left, Roger Maris in center, and Mickey Mantle in right. The sun is shining brightly now. Boughton just finishing up his warm-up tosses. Kurt Flood, who's had 2 out of 9 in this World Series, he's driven in 3 runs, batting .222. For the season, he hit .311 with 5 homers and 46 runs batted in. Boughton, as Kurt told you, lost a heartbreaker to Don Drysdale, 1-0 in the World Series last year. A very competitive young man, comes directly overhanded with a fine fastball, has a good change. Kurt Flood, ready to step into the batter's box, and the third game of this year's World Series is about to get underway. In a short series, of course, every game is pivotal. But with the series tied at a game apiece, this third game certainly is that, too. So there's Howard's throw down to second base. The ball goes around the horn, and we're all set to play baseball as Kurt Flood steps into the batter's box. Very fast, Flood. 26 years old. From Oakland, California. Boughton. A right-hander. Stockily built. Looks down, gets a sign. Elston Howard in the crouch. The wind-up, the first pitch of the ball game. Strike, a good fastball. And boy, he was plenty fast on that. Directly overhanded. Jim Boughton. Now lives in Ridgewood, New Jersey. Born in Newark. Here's a pitch on the way. Curve, strike two, call. A sharp overhanded curveball caught the outside corner about belt high. Kenny Burkhart, the plate umpire, he himself used to be a pitcher in the major leagues for the St. Louis Cardinals. Benny Smith, another one of the umpires, used to catch for the Pirates. Frank Sicori played in the National League. Here's a pitch. Foul back and out of play over this way. Hey, nice catch, and then he dropped it. A fan, he got that one right in the breadbasket. And he almost had himself a much coveted and treasured souvenir. After stopping it with his abdomen, it fell to a box below. Well, there's a first tough break of the day. It belongs to an unidentified fan. Here's a pitch to Flood. Swung on, a drive into right field. Mantle back. He's under the ball. He's going to get it. He does. Kurt Flood flies deep to Mantle in right center. That's one out and brings up Speedy Lou Brock. Batting .222. Identically the same as Kurt Flood with 2 out of 9. No homers and 3 RBIs in this World Series. For the season, he batted .315 with 14 homers and 58 runs batted in. Bright sun has engulfed the field now. Lou Brock stepping into that batter's box. Left-handed batter with good power, great speed. He'll be followed by Bill White, who'll be looking for his first hit of the World Series. Boughton gets ready into the wind of the fifth. It's a fastball, strike call. Directly overhanded, a blazing fastball, belt high over the outside corner. Jim Boughton just finished his third year with the Yankees. Here's the pitch. The curveball is inside. The pattern of pitching to each of the first two hitters was the same. Started them off with a fastball and then went to the curve. A count evened up at a ball and a strike. One out. First inning of the third game of the World Series. No score. The pitch. Changeup. Popped up on the infield. That's going to be easy. clean boy you're getting under the ball. And he has pulled him with a changeup that time, and Brock popped out to Cletus Boyer. That's two out, nobody on base, and here's Bill White. Graduated from Hiram College. Looking for his first hit in this year's World Series, he's 0 for 7. During the season, he batted 303 with 21 homers and 102 runs batted in. A wind-up by Boughton, the pitch. And it's a little bit low and inside. A breaking ball. So that's the first time out of the first three hitters that he threw a breaking ball first. One ball and no strikes, two out and nobody on. Here's the pitch on the way. It's a good fastball, and there's Boughton losing his cap. Something you can be prepared for throughout this game. His directly overhanded motion, quite frequently, he knocks the cap off his head. One ball, one strike to pitch. He had a cut and he missed the fastball. Strike two. Boughton, if you can go by a first inning performance, is going to be a tough man to be here today. Very quick. Two strikes and a ball on Bill White. Two out and nobody on base. Boughton getting set. Here's the pitch on the way. Slow curve, and he almost chased it. He held up in time, and the pitch went low. You heard the reaction of the crowd, I'm sure. Two balls, two strikes. That was a real tantalizer. And you might prepare yourself for a lot of those from Curt Simmons also. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Bill White. Lined in the left center field. It's going to be caught. Thresh is there. He has it. Bill White lines to Tommy Thresh and left. So it's nothing across for the Cardinals in the top of the first. So at the middle of the first inning, the score, St. Louis nothing, Yankees nothing. For the New York Yankees. Lins has had 3 out of 8 in the series, batting .375. He's had one homer, drove in a run with that home run. Fine utility infielder, the Yankees. Into the windup goes Curt Simmons, and the first pitch is a slow curve a little bit low. Lins, during a regular season, hit 5 homers, drove in 24 runs, hit .250. Curt Simmons, the 118. During the regular season, as did Jim Boughton. The pitch by the veteran left-hander is a fastball. Right in there, strike call. That evens it up at a ball and a strike. Boyer at third, Grote at short, Maxville at second, White at first, McCarver behind the plate for the Cardinals. Simmons on the hill. In left field, Lou Brock, in center field, Kurt Flood, in right field, Mike Shannon. The Cardinal outfield averages less than 26 years age per man. Shannon and Brock are 25 and Flood is 26. There's the windup and the pitch is on the way. Slow curve in there, a strike off. Two strikes and the ball. Curt Simmons. There is poetic retribution. Back when he was 20 years old, he would have been in a World Series, but Uncle Sam called. Here's the pitch, a bouncing ball to Boyer's left. Great stop! Here's the throw. He's out. A pretty play. Kenny Boyer took a base hit away from Phil Lynch, with a sparkling glove hand pickup to his left. Follow with a perfect pass. One out. Here's Bobby Richardson hitting 400 for the World Series. For the regular season, he hit 267. At four homers and 50 RBI. Boyer starts the ball game with a sparkling play for the Cardinals. Simmons pitched to Richardson. Fastball high and outside. Simmons, who went in the service before he could pitch in the World Series in 1950, won 17 games that year and helped the Phillies win, but he couldn't play in the series. Here's a pitch swung on. High pop foul out of play. That evens it up with a ball and a strike. One out, nobody on base, bottom half of the first inning, no score. Crowd of about 68 or 69,000 people, capacity. Simmons getting set. Veteran at age 35. Here's the pitch on the way to Bobby Richardson. A hot shot on the ground. Maxville on one hop to his right. Over to first, easy out. Richardson hit the ball sharply, but Maxville came up with it. Kurt, that's what you see when Simmons pitches. He doesn't strike out many. He makes him hit the ball. So your outfield is busy and your infield is busy.
Well, that's what those eight fellows are out there for, Harry.
That's the way he figures. That's his theory. Here's Roger Maris, left-handed batter hitting 333 in the World Series this year. Hit 281 during the regular season, the pitch. He didn't mean to swing a little pop fly. Maxville going out in the short right, and he's got it. Maris was trying to check his swing, but popped out to Maxville in short right field. So it is nothing across for the Yankees in the first. At the end of the first inning, the score, Cardinals nothing, Yankees nothing.
See us. We deliver. The most beautiful new car. Chrysler 65. That's our car, and it could be yours. The most beautiful Chrysler ever built. See us. We deliver the car with 18 feet of comfort, 2 tons of security, more room, a better ride. See us. We deliver the big car that's easy to own. Easy to own because 7 Chrysler Newport models are priced only a few dollars a month more than some of the most popular smaller cars. Isn't this your year to move up? Then move up to Chrysler. See us. We deliver.
Join the car buyers who are making the easy move up to the all-new Chrysler. See your Chrysler dealer. He delivers. Kenny Boyer will lead it off for the St. Louis Cardinals. Boyer, away to a slow start as the cleanup man for the St. Louis Cardinals. He's only had one hit in the series, 1 out of 7. Driven in 1 run, batting 143. During the regular season, he led the major leagues in runs batted in with 119. Walloped 24 homers. Hit 295. Bout and winding. Here's the first pitch. Fastball low and away. 1 ball, no strike. Nobody on, nobody out. Ball game in the top of the second inning with no score. Third game of the World Series here at famous Yankee Stadium. Here's Boughton's pitch to Boyer. High fastball, ball 2. 2 balls and no strike. Elston Howard behind the plate. The outfield plays Boyer straight away and deep. He likes to pull the ball but can't hit with power to the opposite field also. 2 balls, no strikes. Right-handed batter straddling the plate. The pitch is on the way by Boughton. It's a strike, a fastball over the outside corner just below the belt. 2 balls and a strike. Nobody on, nobody out, no score in the top of the second. Jim Boughton getting ready. The pitch is on the way. He had a cut and he missed. Strike 2. He chased a high fastball. That's the second time that Boughton has lost his cap. Let's keep a box score on that, too. See how many times during the course of 9 innings he has to lean over to pick up his cap. His directly overhanded pitching motion is what causes that. He knocks his cap off. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Pop fly in the infield. He got him on a curveball. Pepitone is there and he has it. Boyer popped to Pepitone. So, 4 men in a row retired by Jim Boughton. He lost a 1-0 game to Don Drysdale in the World Series last year. It was perhaps the best game pitched both by the winner and by the loser in last year's World Series. Dick Groat, hitting .286 in the World Series with two out of seven, hit .292 during the regular season. Right-handed batter, likes to hit to the opposite field. Veteran shortstop who played in the World Series before. He's one of the few Cardinals who participated in the World Series. Here's the pitch, and it's high and outside. One ball to no strike. One out and nobody on, top half of the second inning with no score. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast wherever you are. Here's a pitch, swung and popped up. In foul territory over near the stands as Pepitone can't reach it. Dick Groat, great basketball star at Duke University, signed originally by the Pittsburgh Pirates, played a stellar role in their pennant a couple of years ago, just as he has in the Cardinals' victory this year. One out and nobody on, the ball game in the second inning. Nothing, nothing. Groat the hitter. Jim Boughton getting ready. Leans forward. Here's the pitch on the way. High fastball. Two balls and a strike on Dick Groat. Tim McCarver will be next. The outfield bunches Groat towards right field. They figure him to hit in that direction. Boyer, wide of the bag at third. Lins is playing straight away. Richardson, a shade closer to first base than to second. And Pepitone, wide of the bag. Two balls and a strike. The pitch is on the way. Popped up foul and out of play over this way into the upper deck and into the third tier here at Yankee Stadium. Two balls, two strikes. Dick Groat the batter. Neither team has had a base runner yet. We're in the second. No score. Jim Boughton getting set. Now here's the pitch on the way. Swung late and he fouled it out of play into the stands. He had trouble getting around on that one. Boughton, a six-footer, weighs 180 pounds. Went to school in Western Michigan at Kalamazoo. Won 18 and lost 13 for the Yankees this year. Here's a pitch. There's a drive way back, but it's curving into foul territory. Groat went the other way, pulled the ball, but fouled on the left field line. You know, the distances are very short down each line here at Yankee Stadium, but then they cut out, and it's a very expansive field. Got to have speed to play center field in this ballpark, which Roger Maris of the Yankees has and Curt Flood of the Cardinals has. Two balls, two strikes. Dick Groat waiting. And here's Boughton's pitch. Stay call, the curveball. Dick Groat is caught out on strikes. He thought the pitch may have been high. Said something to the plate umpire, Kenny Burkhardt, and now walks back to the dugout. With two away, 5 men in a row retired by Jim Boughton. And here's Tim McCarter, who in his first World Series at age 23 is hitting .429. He's had one run batted in, 3 out of 7. During the season, he batted .288. The pitch to the left-handed batter is a good strike, a fastball. Boughton, very fast. Boughton, a 21-game winner last year, 18-13 this year. Now the pitch on the way. It's a curve a little bit low. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. 2 men out, nobody on base. Top half of the second inning, no score. We're in the third game of this year's World Series. The Yankees have won 1. The Cardinals have won 1. Here's the pitch on the way to McCarver. High. 2 balls and a strike. Tim McCarver, the pride of Memphis, Tennessee. Digging into that batter's box. They play him straight away. Left-handed hitter who hits the ball to left field as frequently as he does to right. 2 balls, 1 strike. Boughton winds. The pitch is on the way. It's swung on and sliced foul. Out of play. Into the upper tier. And the count is even. Two balls, two strikes. Elston Howard behind the plate. One of the bell cows of this Yankee machine. Great performer. Tim McCarver straddling the plate, waiting. Two balls, two strikes. Two out, nobody on base, no score. Now McCarver steps out of the batter's box as Boughton takes a little time. Umpires down each foul line at every base. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to McCarver. A let-up pitch, just barely missed. Boy, he's got a beautiful motion. Reminds you a lot of Carl Erskine. He used to pitch for the Dodgers and held the World Series strikeout record at 14 until Sandy Koufax of the Dodgers established a new record of 15 last year against these Yankees. Now the 3-2 pitch swung and fouled out of play. Three balls, two strikes, two out, nobody on base. Tim McCarver, the batter. Mike Shannon would be next. Left-hand hitter digging in. Howard giving the sign out of a crouch. Cleet Boyer very wide of the bag at third. Here's the pitch. Ball four. He walked it. The fastball was low and outside. Now Mike Shannon, 25 years old, native St. Louisan, who's hit one home run. He has the Cardinal only homer. He has driven in two runs. Hitting .375 in his first World Series. Batted .261 during the regular season with nine homers and 43 runs batted in. McCarver at first, two out. Shannon the bat. Boughton getting ready. For the first time, he'll pitch off the stretch. Foul back, out of play. One strike and no ball. Mike Shannon, a right-handed hitter. This boy was a great quarterback in football. Spent 1 year at the University of Missouri, then signed a professional baseball contract. The pitch. He missed the curveball a mile. Really fooled him on that one. Changed speeds. And Mike Shannon was way out in front and missed. So he's in the hole, two strikes or nothing. Two men out. A runner at first base is Tim McCarver. We're in the top of the second inning here. Boughton is fan one and walk one. Hasn't allowed a hit as yet. McCarver a lead. There's the stretch. Now the pitch. A ground ball up the middle. A base hit. Here's McCarver around to second base. He's going to try for third. Here's Maris up with the ball. No play. McCarver goes into third base as Shannon singles to center. And the Cardinals have their first scoring chance. Boughton let a pitch get away. He had Shannon in the hole with two quick strikes. Looked like his curveball might have hung a little bit. And Shannon drilled it on the ground up the middle. McCarver hesitated a wee bit as he rounded second base. The ball didn't carry to Maris, and he had to charge in to grab it. And McCarver made third base easily. So there's the first hit of the ball game, the first scoring situation of the ball game, but there are two out. Runners at first and third, two away. And Dal Maxville, who's had one hit in his first World Series, one out of four. The stretch, the pitch on the way. Popped up on the infield. That'll end this inning. Pepitone getting under the ball. And he has it to retire the side. Maxville on the first pitch. Popped to Pepitone. One hit, no runs. No errors, two left. At the middle of the second inning, the score.
You're about to hear a frank comparison of the 65 Chevelle, 65 Ford Fairlane, and the new entry in this class, the 1965 Plymouth Belvedere. All three cars cost about the same, but one gives you more value for your money, the Plymouth Belvedere. Overall length, Plymouth Belvedere is 5 inches longer than the Fairlane, nearly 7 inches longer than the Chevelle. Strength, stability, Plymouth Belvedere is over 200 pounds heavier than Chevelle and Fairlane. standard power, Plymouth Belvedere's got a 225 cubic inch six. Fairlane six is only 200 cubic inches. Chevelle's is only 194. Brakes, Plymouth Belvedere has the biggest brakes by far. Styling, well, we'll let Plymouth Belvedere speak for itself. 1965 Plymouth Belvedere, built to give you more car for your money. Now with all four of Plymouth's roaring 65s, Fury, Belvedere, Valiant, Barracuda, at your Plymouth dealers.
We go to the bottom half of the second inning, and Mickey Mantle will lead it off for the New York Yankees. Mantle's had three hits in the World Series, three out of nine so far. So he's hitting .333. One of the greatest of the superstars. This past season, he hit 35 homers, drove in 111 runs, batted .303. Switch hitter, batting right-handed against Kurtson. Kurt into the wind, and here's the first pitch on the way. It's a fastball, a little bit low. One ball to no strikes. Last half of the second inning, no score. The Cardinals put runners at first and third with two out, but Maxville popped up. Here's a pitch, swung, bouncing ball to Grote. Big hop, he's got it. There's a throw to first in time. Dick Grote throws out Mickey Mantle. One away, and that brings up Elston Howard. Howard hitting .375 in this series. He's driven in two runs, no homers. During the regular season, he hit .313. He led all the Yankees in batting average. 15 homers and 83 RBIs. Miller rarely misses an inning behind the plate. Here's the pitch. Curve, strike called. Hit that outside corner, belt high. Simmons is a control pitcher. One strike, no balls, one out. He has retired 4 men in a row. Here's the pitch on the way to Howard. It's a fastball a little bit low, and it evens it up with a ball and a strike. Boyer at third, Grote at short, Maxville at second, White at first. McCarver crouching, giving the sign. Simmons winding. Here's the pitch on the way. Slow ball outside. He let up that time. And it's two balls and a strike on Elston Howard. Tommy Tresh will be next. The Yankees have hit two home runs in the World Series, and the Cardinals have had only one, Shannon's. Linz and Tresh have hit them for the Yankees. Here's the pitch. Strike, a good fastball. Hit the outside corner above the knees. Two balls, two strikes. One out and nobody on base. We're in the second inning. Simmons getting ready. The pitch is on the way. Let up and hit up the middle. Base hit. He timed the changeup perfectly, and Howard drills one up the middle. There's the first Yankee base runner as Howard singles the center for his fourth hit of the World Series. Here's Tommy Tresh. Switch hitter will bat right-handed against Kurt Simmons. Tresh, a fine athlete, great ball player, can do everything. Originally a shortstop, now plays left field for the Yankees. His dad, as everybody knows, Father Mike, was a major league catcher. Here's a pitch, and the curveball is low. Tresh, a very dedicated ball player. No monkey business with him. This is takes great pride in his performance and works hard at it. The pitch is on the way, and it's a curved strike called, and that evens it up at a ball and a strike. One out, one on. We're in the second inning. No score. Kurt Simmons getting set. There's the stretch. And the pitch on the way, and it swung, and he missed. And it's two strikes and a ball. Frank Rossetti coaching at third base. Jimmy Gleason at first base. Right-hand hitter Tommy Tresh. One out, one on. The defense against Tresh is straight away. Deep to all field. Tresh has good running speed, too. The stretch, the pitch is on the way. Barely missed with it inside, and the count goes two balls, two strikes. One out, Howard, the runner at first base. Howard and Richardson now each have had four hits in this World Series to lead the Yankees. The pitch on the way. Curveball, fouled out of play off to the right. And the count stays the same. Mike Shannon is the only Cardinal to have four hits. He's 4 out of 9 in this year's series. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the right-handed batter up there, 1 out. Last of the second inning with no score. Big crowd here at Yankee Stadium. The pitch swung on and fouled again out of play. It looks like Tresh is going the other way with Simmons. Tim McCarver goes out to talk to Simmons. With Wally Moses, the batting specialist of the Yankee coaching staff, around the cage, Tresh was deliberately hitting the ball in the right field during batting practice. And Joe Pepitone really put on an exhibition of power as he hit 6 straight pitches into the third deck during batting practice. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pepitone will be next. The pitch. A high pop foul. Outside first. Over to the stands. White chasing it. Maxville. No play. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out, 1 on. Bottom of the second inning. No score. With Kurt Gowdy, this is Harry Carey. Sending every thrilling play your way. As the World Series moves into game number 3. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The stretch. The pitch to Tresh. High outside. And now the count is 4. With 3 and 2, there's only 1 out. So it isn't automatic that Howard will go. But it may be that he'll be breaking on the 3-2 pitch, hoping to break up any double play. Quick toss to first. The runner back. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Tom Tresh. The pitch. There goes a runner. Fouled back, and again he was trying to hit that ball in the right field. Simmons has been pitching Tresh to the outside part of the plate. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Howard returns to first base. McCarver crouching. Now Simmons gets set. From the belt. Here's the pitch. There goes a runner. Swung on. High pop fly in the infield. It'll be caught. Boyer drifting back in foul territory, and he has it. And there was pitching know-how that time. With 3 and 2, he let up. And Tresh was way out in front for the off-speed pitch and fouled off. Here's Pepitone. You will see now whether batting practice means anything. Pepitone really had the range, as I mentioned. 6 straight pitches. He belted into the third tier in right field. And that was batting practice. Now he's facing Kurt Simmons in the third game of the World Series. They want to look at the baseball. Ken Burkhardt says it's all right. And fires it back into play. Pepitone. There's the stretch. And the pitch. He decked him. Down he went to get out of the way. You know, Pepitone was involved in one of the controversial plays in the series. So Simmons sort of brushed him back. Here's the pitch now. And inside again, almost hit him. And this draws a reaction from the crowd. Joe Pepitone from Brooklyn just celebrated his 24th birthday. 2 balls, no strikes. A runner at first base, 2 gone. Here's the pitch. Curve inside. Ball 3. 3 balls and no strikes on the left-handed batter. Previously in this series, manager Yogi Berra has allowed hitters to swing on a 3-0 pitch. Now here it is. And he takes ball 4. So the Cardinals have 2 men on with 2 out on the top of the second. Now the Yankees have 2 on with 2 out on the bottom of the second. No score, and here's Cletus Boyer. Like his brother Ken, Cletus goes into this ball game with 1 out of 7, hitting 143. He's driven in a run with a sacrifice fly. Right-handed batter. Kurt Simmons getting set. The pitch is on the way. It's a strike. Hit that outside corner at the knee. A good fastball. Simmons picks up a hot dog wrapper and stuffs it into his hip pocket. Then takes a squeeze out of the rosin bag. Pepitone is at first. Elston Howard at second. Two men away. Bottom of the second inning. No score. The stretch. The pitch on the way. A high pop foul. Out of play. Souvenirsville. Some lucky fan will have a baseball to take home.
KMOX and KMOX FM, St. Louis.
Two out. Second inning. Nothing, nothing. Cletus Boyer, the batter. The sun has gone into hiding now. It's been playing peekaboo with the clouds all day long. Here's the pitch. Line drive, left field, base hit, a run's going to score. Into the corner, another man might have a chance. He's around the third. It's a double for Boyer. The Yankees lead 1-0. Kurt Simmons got way out in front of Cletus Boyer, two strikes and no balls, and then got the curveball to the inside part of the plate. And Boyer rifled a double into the left field corner. And Elston Howard has scored. Joe Pepitone stopped at third. And Boyer is at second base. 1-0 Yankees in the bottom of the second. We mentioned the partisan crowd in St. Louis, and you can tell from the roar here on that base hit that this is predominantly a New York Yankee crowd here today. As you would figure it to be. Now here's Jim Bout. The pitch. There's a high fly ball to left. Brock is under the ball. He'll get it. Makes the catch and that retires the side. One run scored. Two hits. No errors. And two men left on base. So at the end of the second inning, the score, New York 1, St. Louis nothing.
Move up to Chrysler, the most beautiful car in town. This year, drive Chrysler. You get comfort all around.
Chrysler's new beauty and big comfort are just two reasons why Chrysler 65 is the people's choice. There are many others. Chrysler gives you 18 feet of comfort, 2 tons of security. And there are 7 Newport models priced just a few dollars a month more than some of the most popular smaller cars.
You like the low prices, big values, no easier to own. Move up to Chrysler, the most beautiful car in town. This year, drive Chrysler. Go out and make your move out today.
This year, the all-new Chrysler's got more to offer than any other car in its class. Get it firsthand from the man who delivers, your Chrysler dealer. Well, they've turned the lights on here at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees have a 1-0 lead in this pivotal third game of the World Series. We're going into the top of the third, and Kurt Simmons, a pretty good hitting pitcher, will lead it off. Veteran 35-year-old southpaw. So it'll be Simmons, Flood, and Brock, at least in this inning, as the Yankees are out in front 1-0. Here's Boughton getting ready. Cleet Boyer plays Simmons very wide of the bag at third. Here's the pitch on the way. It's a fastball a little bit low. One ball, no strikes. Nobody on, nobody out. Top half of the third inning. Yankees lead 1-0. Boughton's pitch on the way. Foul on the third base side against the facade of the stands and back down to the field. Many of the fans, including President of the Cardinals, Gussie Bush, put their top coats on a moment ago. Here's a bouncing ball fouled on the third baseline. It's gotten chillier here at Yankee Stadium. And as the lights were turned on, it was almost like a signal for fans to stand up and put coats on. Sort of a raw day. Kurt Simmons in the hole. Two strikes and a ball. Here's the pitch by Boughton. Inside curveball. And number three for Boughton, so far as the cap is concerned. So Boughton has dropped his cap three times and has allowed one hit. Yes, we go into the third. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. He struck him out on a foul tip that Howard held on to. So Simmons becomes the second strikeout victim. That's one out, and here's Curt Flood, who started the ball game by flying out to Mickey Mantle in right field.
Harry, I know one record will break today. Pitcher losing his cap.
Probably should be a new statistic added to the record book. Pitch to Flood, he was going to bunt, but he took a strike instead. He shortened up as if to bunt. Changed his mind, and he did draw Boyer charging towards the plate. One strike and no ball. Quite frequently, batters will fake the bunt, not so much to actually bunt, but to draw the third baseman in a little bit. There's a change of pace, and he swung and missed. He had a good cut at that slow blooper type of change and missed it. Two strikes, no ball. The Yankees, who've had a fantastic record in World Series competition. Out of 28 World Series, they've won 20 of them. Here's the pitch. High outside. Number four for dropping the cap. The Cardinals have played a 9 World Series, have won 6 out of the 9, and the Yankees 20 out of 28. So both these clubs have the tradition of being good World Series representatives. Two strikes and a ball to pitch. He foul tipped, just barely ticked it, rolls back to the screen. Burkhart gets the new baseball into play. One out, nobody on base, the ball game's in the third. 1-0, the Yankees lead. Cleet Boyer drove in the run with a double into the left field corner. Here's the pitch. Fastball is outside. Number five on the cap. It isn't that it's a bad fit, fans. It's just that Boughton, coming directly overhanded, his elbow rubs alongside the head. Here's one into our booth. Almost. Foul ball. Two balls, two strikes. I thought Kurt Gowdy was going to grab that with one hand and dazzle this crowd with the best fielding play of the afternoon.
I was under the table.
Two balls, two strikes. One out. Ball game of the third. Yankees leading 1-0. Kurt Flood concentrates as he holds that bat at the end. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball in the left center field deep, but Maris is there. He'll make the catch, and he does. Flood again flies deeply, this time to Maris in left center. That's two out, and here's Lou Brock. Popped up his first time, being fooled on a change of pace. Boughton has allowed only one hit, and that by young Mike Shannon. We're in the top of the third, 1-0 in favor of the Yankees. Lou Brock digs in. Jim Boughton gets ready. Boughton permitted 32 home runs during the American League season. Here's a strike at the knees call. One strike and no ball. For a pitcher of his ability, that would seem to be an awful lot of home runs. Kurt Simmons allowed 24. One strike and no ball. The pitch. He swung at a curve and he foul tipped. And Brock is in the hole. Brock has had 2 out of 10 now in the World Series. Left-handed hitter. Boughton ahead of him. No balls, two strikes, two out, and nobody on base. Yankees lead 1-0. The outfield plays Brock straight away. Deeper to right than anywhere else. Now the pitch. Fastball outside. Brock is one of these hitters who excites the crowd with his running speed. Anytime he hits a ball in between somewhere, there's always the chance for the inside the park home run, which is one of baseball's greatest thrills. Two strikes and a ball to pitch. High. And that evens it up at two balls, two strikes. Whoop, I almost forgot to jot down number 6 on the cap. Bout lost his cap for the 6th time. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lou Brock waiting. The 2-2 pitch. A bouncing ball is short. Linz has got it. There's a peg to first. He barely gets it. And the Cardinals go down in order. That ball was hit with a lot of reverse spin. But Linz throws out Brock. Nothing across. And the score at the middle of the 3rd inning remains New York 1, St. Louis nothing.
To mark the incomparable Imperial as a vintage achievement, we have made significant evolutionary changes. One is immediately apparent. The grill is new. The headlights are completely enclosed in tempered glass. Others include inlays of rare Claro walnut, a master gauge that watches the other gauges, and power vent windows as standard equipment. Imperial's contemporary styling is very likely the most important reason why its sales have almost doubled in the past year. See the incomparable Imperial Vintage 1965.
A private inspection of the incomparable Imperial will reveal a world of luxury unmatched in this country. Call one of your Imperial dealers today. We go into the bottom half of the 3rd. 1-0, New York. Top of their batting order, Phil Linz. He bounced out his first time up. The bespectacled infielder of the Yankees. Fine little ball player. Here's the pitch on the way. He takes a fastball outside the belt. 1 ball, no strikes. Nobody on and nobody out. We're in the last of the 3rd. The Yankees are out in front, 1-0. Fleet Boyer's double into the left field corner gave the Yankees the lead. Here's the pitch to Linz. A hot shot on the ground. Throw to diving stop. Long throw. He's out. Oh, what a sensational play that brings this crowd roaring to its feet. Dick Rode, a diving stop to his right, following with a perfect throw. And Phil Linz has been robbed of a base hit. 1 out. Here's Bobby Richardson. And the pitch on the way. High pop fly, fooled him on a change of pace, and foul territory, Bill White. Under the ball, and he has it. Richardson on the first pitch. Fouls out to White. Boy, what a remarkable effort by Dick Groat, the Cardinal shortstop, who dove to his right, was lying flat on his face, had a scramble up and threw perfectly, getting a fast man, Phil Linz, by a stride. 2 men are out. Nobody on base. Here's a home run threat, Roger Maris, who now lives in Kansas City. There's a fellow who can hit with tremendous power. The pitch is a strike. A good fastball. Maris, for a ball player of his ability, has been traded several times. Now the wind, and here's the pitch. He swung and he fouled it back. He originally belonged to Cleveland, and they traded him to Kansas City. Kansas City traded him to the Yankees. 1961, he hit the unprecedented total of 61 home runs. Drove in 142 runs that year. Now the windup by Simmons, the pitch. A bouncing ball. White's got it. The pitcher's going to have to cover. The toss, he's out. So the Yankees go down in order as White to Simmons. Nothing across. And at the end of the 3rd inning, the score is New York 1, St. Louis nothing.
Say, this is Joe Garagiola. You ever notice how in some sports a youngster will make headlines for a while and then poof? Sometimes when work comes in the door, interest goes right out the window. In business, too. Like the flash in the pan who's great on selling but short on service. And that's why it pays to do business with a Chrysler Plymouth dealer. Here's a guy who knows it takes work to keep a customer happy. So, he works. From the time you pick up the keys to your new car until the time you trade it for another, your Chrysler Plymouth dealer cares. He calls it customer care, service that treats you like a guest. And he treats your car as well as he treats you. Mopar Chrysler parts, smart mechanics, a real car health plan. See your Chrysler Plymouth dealer, a man who keeps on caring. And right now, your Chrysler Plymouth dealer offers a free World Series spin-a-fact wheel. 60 years of World Series facts and figures, batting averages, pitching records, plus highlights of every series from 1903 to 1963. Be an instant baseball expert. Just ask your Chrysler Plymouth dealer for it.
We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Now, Community Federal, the largest federally chartered savings and loan association in the state of Missouri, has branches that are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're the 5,000 mailboxes, and they make it convenient and easy for you to earn 4.5% on your insured savings. And since October 10th falls on a Saturday, all funds received by Monday, October 12th, earn dividends from the 1st. Start today to earn 4.5% on your savings and loan association, Community Federal. KMOX, KMOX-FM, St. Louis, your World Series station.
With Kurt Gowdy, this is Harry Carey at Yankee Stadium. Bill White leading off for the Cardinals, and the first pitch is inside. White lined out to Tresh and left his first time at bat. He's nothing out of eight now in World Series competition, anxious to break the ice. 1-0 Yankees lead. Here's the pitch. A high fly ball to left will be an easy out. Tresh is getting under the ball, waiting. He takes it. That'll give you an idea about Bouton's pitching. One of the men in the Cardinal lineup that he has to worry about from the standpoint of home run power. He's been able to make them hit to the long field, the opposite field, both times up. Now, those things aren't accidents. That's pitching. Here's Kenny Boyer. One out and nobody on base. The Cardinals have had only one hit. Jim Bouton comes in to pick up a wrapper now. Big number 56 on the back of his pinstriped Yankee uniform. Yes, here we are in the house that Ruth built. Here's the pitch. He swung at a fastball and he missed. Kenny Boyer, who's had one out of eight in this series. Actually now, his brother has taken the lead on him. The brother has driven in 2 runs and has had 2 out of 8. Kenny has driven in only 1 run and has had 1 out of 8. 1 strike, no ball. The pitch. There's a high fly ball. That'll be an easy out. Roger Maris drifts over under the ball, and he has it. Boyer hitting the ball off the end of the bat. Popped to Maris in center field. So 2 men up, 2 men quickly down. Jim Bouton is master of the situation so far. Dick Grote was called out on strikes his first time up. Getting a nice hand from the crowd for that great stop that he made. Listen. Now the pitch, and he takes a strike, a good fastball. 1 strike and no balls. 2 men are out. We're in the 4th inning, 1-0 in favor of the Yankees. Simmons and Bouton hooking up. There's a curve low. A good downer that time. Boy, he comes directly overhanded with his curveball. 1-1, 2 out. Nobody on base. 1-0 in favor of the Yankees. Dick Grote getting set. There's the pitch. Gets away from Howard a few feet. 2 balls and a strike. The fastball was low. Grote has had 2 out of 8 in the series up to this point. 2 men out, nobody on base. 4th inning, 1-0, Yankee. Mickey Mantle has played in more World Series now than any other outfielder in history. Here's a pitch popped up on the infield. That'll be an easy out. Bobby Richardson back on the grass, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 again, as Grote popped to Richardson. Nothing across to the Cardinals at the top of the 4th. So, at the middle of the 4th inning, the score remains Yankees 1, Cardinals nothing.
You're about to hear a frank comparison of the 65 Chevelle, 65 Ford Fairlane, and the new entry in this class, the 1965 Plymouth Belvedere. All three cars cost about the same, but one gives you more value for your money, the Plymouth Belvedere. Overall length, Plymouth Belvedere is 5 inches longer than the Fairlane, nearly 7 inches longer than the Chevelle. Strength, stability, Plymouth Belvedere is over 200 pounds heavier than Chevelle and Fairlane. Standard power, Plymouth Belvedere's got a 225 cubic inch six. Fairlane six is only 200 cubic inches. Chevelle's is only 194. Brakes, Plymouth Belvedere has the biggest brakes by far. Styling, well, we'll let Plymouth Belvedere speak for itself. 1965 Plymouth Belvedere, built to give you more car for your money. Now, with all four of Plymouth's roaring 65s, Fury, Belvedere, Valiant, Barracuda, at your Plymouth dealers.
We're going to the bottom half of the fourth inning, and Mickey Mantle will lead it off for the Yankees. And now the sun has come out again, bright sunshine. The lights are still on, however. Here's the windup in the first pitch to Mickey Mantle. He takes a fastball outside. Mantle, hitting right-handed against Simmons, bounced out the first time up. Nobody on and nobody out. Bottom half of the fourth. 1-0 in favor of the Yankees. The pitch now by Simmons is a strike call over the outside corner. Simmons trying to keep the ball away from Mantle. One ball, one strike. Now the signal. Into the windup. Here's the pitch on the way. And it's outside. He turned that one over like a screwball, going away from the right-handed hitter. Two balls and a strike. Last of the four. Fulton shading Simmons at the moment. 1-0. Mickey Mantle in his 12th World Series. Here's the pitch. Fastball barely missed. Outside ball three. Three balls and a strike. Elston Howard will be next. Howard has been in the Cardinals' hair in every game, either with hits or walks. Three balls, one strike, the pitch on the way. Here it is. He walked him, ball four. That's a second pass given up by Simmons. Brings up Elston Howard. It's the first time in the ball game that the leadoff man in an inning has reached base. So here's Howard. Tom Tresh would be next. Flood moves over towards right field. Here's the pitch. Double play ball. Maxville up. Groth for one. First for two. Elston Howard rolls into a double play from Maxville to Groth to White. 4-6-3. And so there's two away on one pitch. And that'll bring up Tommy Tresh. The composite box scores show the Cardinals without an error yet in the series and the Yankees with two. Now Tommy Tresh, who fouled out his first time at bat. Switch hitter batting right-handed, the pitch. And it's a fastball outside. One ball, no strikes. Last half of the fourth. Each team now has turned over two double plays. Here's the pitch. Slow curve, hits sharply. DeBoyer, nice stop. Long peg. He is out to retire the side. DeBoyer used his chest to trap that one with. And so it is. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left. At the end of the fourth inning, the score remains.
Say, this is Joe Garagiola. You ever notice how in some sports a youngster will make headlines for a while and then poof? Sometimes when work comes in the door, interest goes right out the window. In business, too. Like the flash in a pan who's great on selling, but short on service. And that's why it pays to do business with a Chrysler Plymouth dealer. Here's a guy who knows it takes work to keep a customer happy. So, he works. From the time you pick up the keys to your new car until the time you trade it for another, your Chrysler Plymouth dealer cares. He calls it customer care. Service that treats you like a guest. And he treats your car as well as he treats you. Mopar Chrysler parts, smart mechanics, a real car health plan. See your Chrysler Plymouth dealer, a man who keeps on caring. And right now, your Chrysler Plymouth dealer offers a free World Series spin-a-fact wheel. 60 years of World Series facts and figures, batting averages, pitching records, plus highlights of every series from 1903 to 1963. Be an instant baseball expert. Just ask your Chrysler Plymouth dealer for it.
We go to the top of the fifth. Yankees out in front, 1-0. Bright sunshine envelops the field now. And it's a beautiful baseball afternoon at the moment. To guard against the cloudiness with which we have been plagued off and on, the lights are still on. Here's Tim McCarver, who walked his first time at bat, who's one of only two Cardinals who've seen first base. McCarver, in fact, is the only man to get past first base. He raced to third after walking with two out in the second when Mike Shannon grounded a single to center. So it'll be McCarver, Shannon, and Maxville coming up here in the fifth. Julian Javier, the Cardinals' regular second baseman, still out of action with a bruised hip. McCarver digs in, hitting 429 in this is first World Series. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball high. One ball, no strike. Nobody on, nobody out. Top of the fifth, 1-0 Yankee. Pepitone, Richardson, Lins, Cleet Boyer from first base around to third, peppering it up around that infield. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a hot shot to right, a base hit. Mantle comes over quickly to hold McCarver. Hey, let's the ball get away now. And there goes McCarver around to second and holds up there. It'll be a hit and an error. A single sharply hit to right by McCarver. And when Mantle let the ball roll through his legs, McCarver went to second. So there's the first error of the ball game on the Yankees' third of the series, and now the tying runs at second with nobody out. Shannon, Maxville, and Simmons coming up. So the lower part of the batting order. Jim Bump rubs that baseball up. McCarver, a safe lead at second base. Shannon straddles the plate, waiting. He has the Cardinals' only home run of the series. Mountain ready. And the pitch. He had a cut and he missed a fastball. Boy, that was his pitch. Fastball belt high, and he really had himself a cut, but didn't connect. One strike and no ball. The tying run at second base, nobody out in the top of the fifth. 1-0 Yankee. Mike Shannon up there. Boughton gets set. The outfield straight away. The pitch. Low fastball inside. One ball, one strike. The Cardinals' nickname for Mike Shannon is the Moon Man. Quite a youngster. One ball, one strike. Right-handed batter waits. There's the stretch. The pitch. There's a line shot to right, but Mantle is there, and he makes the catch. That ball was hit on the button, but directly at Mickey Mantle, who had him played perfectly. A roar went up as the ball left Shannon's bat because they thought it would be an in-betweener to right center, but Mantle was playing him perfectly and hardly had a move. So that's an important out. One gone, tying run still at second, and here's Maxville, the second baseman. He popped up his first time with the pitcher coming up next. There's the stretch, the pitch. High fastball. One ball to no strikes. With one out and the pitcher coming up next, it almost emphasizes the importance of Maxville delivering if the Cardinals are to score. Although Simmons is not a bad hitting pitcher. One ball, no strike. The pitch now to Maxfield. Here it is. He swung and he missed. Now the sign. Ready is Boughton. The pitch. A bouncing ball to the second baseman. That'll be easy. Richardson to Pepitone. And McCarver takes third. So it puts it up to Simmons now to help his own cause. With the Yankees leading 1-0, we're in the top of the fifth. So Howard out talking about the tying runs at third. Only one Cardinal has been as far as third, and he's done it twice. Carver got there in the second and got there again here in the fifth.
KMOX and KMOX FM, St. Louis.
Here's Boughton's pitch to Simmons. Line drive off Boyer's glove. The tying run is in. It's a base hit. Kurt Simmons lines a single off Cletus Boyer's glove. Cleet came within an eyelash. You're making a sensational play. He left his feet, his body parallel to the ground, lunging to his right. Got his glove on the ball, but couldn't hold it. It's a hit for Simmons and a run batted in, and this ball game is all tied up 1-1. That brings up Kurt Flood with a runner at first base. 2 men away, fifth inning. Game tied 1-1. Cardinals now about hit the Yankees 3-2. Flood twice has slid out deep. The stretch, here's the pitch by Bout. It's a curve in there, a strike call. One strike and no ball. Boy, Cletus Boyer came within an eyelash of him, making a tremendous catch. Now the stretch, the pitch, a bouncing ball is short. Lynn's got it over to second, force play. That retires the side. One run, two hits, one error, one left. The score, all tied up now, 1-1. The first half of the game has been brought to you by the Chrysler Corporation. The second half of this game is being brought to you by the Gillette Safety Razor Company. What a great pitching duel between Boughton and Simmons. That's the big news here. And big news in shaving today is this Gillette World Series special. It's your opportunity to stock up on sensational Gillette stainless steel blades at a bargain price. 2 6-blade dispensers. That's 12 Gillette stainless steel blades for just $1.50. You get weeks and weeks of clean, easy shaves, incomparable shaves, and save 28 cents in the bargain. You're guaranteed the best first shave of your life, plus more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade, or your money back from Gillette. Discover the remarkably uniform quality Gillette can promise you blade after blade. Get the Gillette Special today. 12 stainless steel blades for only $1.50. Supreme shaving luxury, and you save 28 cents. Well, boy, we got ourselves a honey of a ball game. Ready to go into the bottom half of the fifth inning, all tied up, 1-1. And now to bring you the second half of the ball game play-by-play, the voice of the Boston Red Sox, one of the finest announcers in the business, Kurt Gowdy.
Thank you very much, Harry Carey. Good job, and hello again, everybody. Joe Pepitone walked his first time. It'll be the bottom third of the Yankee batting order here in the last of the fifth inning. Kurt Simmons' pitch is cut on and fouled back up against the screen, strike one. Three hits for the Cardinals, two hits for the Yankees. First two games of the series have been hitting ball games. Today, the pitchers have dominated. And if you join us late, the sun is in and out. Right now it's overcast, temperature in the 50s, and a very strong breeze blowing from third toward first. Balls hit in the air to right field will be given a boost today. A one-strike pitch by Simmons. An attempted bunt is fouled back. Pepitone trying to bunt his way on. He was trying to dump it down the third baseline. So Simmons has in him in a hole two strikes. Simmons has walked two in the first four innings, has not struck out a batter. And as Harry Carey told you before the ball game started, he pitches the spots. He moves that fastball around. He doesn't have the blazing fastball he used to have, but he moves it. He changes speeds. He throws you a screwball now and then, curve, changeups. He relies on destroying the batter's timing instead of overpowering them. The two-strike pitch to Pepitone. And it's a sidearm breaking pitch that just missed. It had Pepitone fooled. He held up on it, and the pitch is outside. One ball, two strikes. Boyer on deck, and then Jim Bowden. Playing Pepitone is the pull hitter to right field. There's a pop foul coming back out of play again. One ball, two strikes. Looking down beyond the Cardinal dugout, and then looking over to my right in the special enclosed box that the Yankee owners, Del Webb and Dan Topping, in, I see two of the greatest ball players of all time. Joe DiMaggio in one box, Stan Musial in the other. That pitch is inside. Pepitone goes down. Simmons has been brushing him back today. He knocked him down the first time up. Right now, Pepitone isn't too happy. Cardinals were all kidding Pepitone in the workout yesterday. Pepitone was limping around like he'd been injured on that ball that pitch ball that hit him in St. Louis. Here's a 2-2 delivery. He hits a little bounding ball down the first baseline. Gets by Simmons. White throws to Simmons covering. Simmons went for the ball, saw it was going to squirt by him. He let it go, ran to the bag, and Bill White picked it up and tossed to Simmons covering. So that one has scored. First baseman to pitcher. One out in the last of the fifth inning, and the batter now is Cleet Boyer, who's driven in the only run for the Yankees for the double to left field in the second inning. Yankees got a run in the second. The Cardinals have scored in the fifth. This game is tied 1-1. Stan Musial down behind the Cardinal dugout. Joe DiMaggio over to our right. For years, he argues, arguments rage. Who is the greatest? Here's the pitch. There's a bunt down the third baseline. A triple foul, though. Right now, the Yankees are trying to bunt their way on. They'll do that. They don't just go for home runs. All through that order, they'll bunt. Maris will try to bunt. Mantle. Tell you one thing, Harry, when they argue Musial against DiMaggio, I'd have liked to have them both in my ball club.
As you were talking about it, Kurt, I was thinking about the fellow you saw in Boston for years, too, whose activities you covered, Ted Williams. How about an outfield made up of Williams, Musial, and DiMaggio?
Well, all I'd say is I'd like to manage that outfield. I'd go for the one-year contract with that one. One out, nobody on. This game tied, 1-1. Simmons pitch. He has cut on and fouled and back of first upstairs. No balls, two strikes to Cletus Boyer. Cardinals have one run, three hits. The Yankees have one run, two hits. Jim Bouton, the Yankee pitcher's out on deck. Simmons throws outside. He turned it over on him. Screwball breaking away from the right-hander. Well, the bottom of the order has done the damage today. Simmons has knocked in the only Cardinal run and the number eight batter in the Yankees. Boyer's knocked it in. There's a bounding ball. Slowly hit to third. Brother Ken fires to first and throws out Brother Cletus. A close play, but Ken Boyer, who's been playing a brilliant third base in this series, he's made three nice plays in this ball game to make it two down. And here's Bouton coming up. Bouton fly to left field his first time. Bouton gets a hand from the fans here at Yankee Stadium for his well-pitched game so far. Simmons is the kind of pitcher that gives the Yankees trouble. Of course, he'll give any club trouble, as his 18 victories would attest this year. But the Yankees do not like to bat against change of speed pitchers. Not too many batters do, especially long ball hitters. But fellows that pitch to spots and change of speeds and give you this and give you that. They eat up those fastball pitchers. Two down, nobody on. Pitch to Bouton. He bluffs a bunt, and he takes it low, ball one. Harry, I wonder if Yogi's told him, look, go up there, let's bunt against this fella, see what happens.
I thought it was kind of a dirty pool, as they say, for Cletus to bunt on his brother Ken, didn't you?
Yeah. Pepitone and Boyer both tried to bunt, and that was a bluff bunt by Bouton. The pitch is ball two, low and outside. 2-0 to Bouton. The score tied, 1-1. Last half, the fifth inning here at Yankee Stadium. All right, Simmons throws. There it is, right in there for a strike call. Two balls and one strike to Bouton. The 2-1 delivery swings and fouls it back, and the count is 2-2. The fellow that has really impressed us has been this young Cardinal catcher, McCarver. Not only the way he's hit, but the way he handles his pitchers. He's got a great glove behind the plate, and he can run for a catcher. He is no liability on the bases. He went from first to third in the second inning and really scooted over there. The 2-2 pitch, foul back again. Finding a catcher who can run is always a difficulty in baseball. Of course, one of the greatest in that department was Mickey Cochran, who used to hit up third in the A's lineup. The 2-2 delivery is a pop-up right in back of the plate. McCarver rips off the mask, is under it, and takes it. And there's an easy 1-2-3 inning for Curt Simmons. And so the score at the end of five is a tie. St. Louis won, and the Yankees won. Men, wouldn't you like to start the day with the best shave in the world? The quickest, easiest shave a man can get? Well, here's how. All you need is hot water, lots of it. Then the shaving cream that super saturates your beard throughout your shave. Extra rich Gillette Foamy. America's only leading shaving cream that cleanses your skin with K34 hexachlorophene antiseptic while you shave. And to look sharp and feel sharp, use the Gillette stainless steel blade. Gillette guarantees you the best first shave of your life, and more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other. Or your money back from Gillette. Clean, close shaves, blade after blade after blade. And for a perfect ending, Gillette's crisp new Sunup. Smells better, feels better. Splash on a dash, and believe me, you put on a happy face. Matchless shaving comfort from Gillette, the people who know men best. Right now, we pause 30 seconds for station identification.
When it comes to borrowing money from GFC, it really is just as easy as it sounds. All you do is call GFC's friendly Bob Adams at Maine 14242. Friendly Bob arranges your loan right on the phone in minutes. If you're a working man or woman, get from $25 on up to $2,000 that fast and easy way. Why fret over money problems a minute longer? Call Maine 14242, GFC, and talk to friendly Bob Adams. KMOX, KMOX-FM, St. Louis, your World Series station.
This is Curt Gowdy with Harry Carey from Yankee Stadium. At the end of five innings, game three of the World Series, Cardinals have one run, three hits, and no errors. The Yankees have one run, two hits, and one error. And here in the sixth inning, Lou Brock, Bill White, and Ken Boyer will be up for the Cardinals. They're number two, three, and four hitters. Brock has popped up and grounded out. Jim Bouton's pitch to the left-hander batter is a swing and a miss on an overhand curve. Strike one. Right now, Shannon has been the leading hitter in the, McCarver, leading hitter in the series for the Cardinals. There's a bounding ball, two hops to second. Richardson plays his shoulder high, flips to first, and there's one away. 67,101 is the announced paid attendance at today's game. Here's Bill White, and he's probably wondering, when am I going to get my first base hit? He's gone 0 for 9 now. He's lying to left, and he's flying to left. And, of course, he's a big man in that Cardinal batting order. He knocked in over 100 runs. He's hitting number 3, and a fellow like this can really help your attack when he sticks in those hits, especially with some power. But so far, White has failed to hit. Playing him toward right, and he takes a curve high for a ball, 1-0. Ken Boyer on deck. So right now, Boughton is facing the two power guys in the Cardinal lineup. This game is tied, 1-1, sixth inning. The pitch to White, swings and fouls a fastball back out of play. 1-1. Boughton was jamming him inside. 1-1 to Bill White. Boughton has struck out one. He's walked one. Sometimes he can be erratic with his control, but he's had it today. Two strikeouts. Let's check that. 1-1. One out for the Cardinals. Nobody on here in the sixth inning. Boughton comes in overhand. A slow change of speed delivery that White was way out in front of, and the crowd roared. And White nods his head as if to say to Elston Howard and home plate umpire Burkhart, it was a good pitch. He really had me fooled. 1-2 to Bill White. Boughton studies his side, now fires. Another slow one, it's high. 2-2. He came right back with a slow ball. 2-2 to Bill White. Game tied, 1-1, top of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. There's a big bounding ball, hit to third. Up goes Cletus Boyer. Throws, and it's not in time. And there's the first base hit of the series for Bill White. A big chopper that Cletus Boyer had to climb high in the air for. And by the time he came down, he hesitated momentarily. I think he was undecided whether to go ahead and throw or not. He finally flipped it over there, but too late. White can run. Cardinals now have 4 hits. The Yankees have 2 hits, and the batter is Ken Boyer, who's popped up and flied to center. Boyer now has 1 hit in 9 times in the series. Far on first, 1 out. They're playing Ken Boyer straight away. Dick Groats on deck. He swings, sends a drive to deep left. Tommy Tresh going back, reaches up and grabs it. Right on the edge of the warning path in left center. Fires into the shortstop Lins as Bill White scurries back to first base. Boyer's sort of hitting tough luck in this series. He sent a long drive 400 feet to deep center in St. Louis that Roger Maris backpedaled to grab. And this ball was hit a long way. But of course, as they call it, Death Valley, from left center to right center in this ballpark, 400-foot flies are just easy outs. You have to pull the ball down the line for home runs here, unless you hit those tremendous shots. So we have 2 down. Bill White's at first, and here's Dick Groats up. He's taken a call, 3rd strike, and he's popped up. A stretch by Boughton in the pitch. There's a line shot in the left field. Fresh hurries over, can't get it, grabs it on a hop, is firing into Lins, and on down to second goes Groats. In the third is White. A double for Dick Groats. And Tresh cut over into the corner very quickly to save a run.
Boy, that's exactly right, Kurt. His speed kept the run from scoring because Tresh made a fine play, as you described, to keep that ball from rolling to the wall. And Boughton still has a chance now to get out of this inning as a result.
And he's got McCarver up, but McCarver has been real poison for the Yankees in this series. The young Cardinal catcher now is batting .500. He's had 4 hits and 8 times up in this game. He's walked and he's lined a single to right field. He's been pulling that ball. He hit 2 doubles in the right center, or a double and a triple in St. Louis. Line drives in right center. And the ball he hit in the 5th inning was a sharp line drive to right that Mantle let get away from him. Runners on 2nd and 3rd for St. Louis. 2 down. They're going to put him on with first base open. A left-handed batter. They'll play to percent. This will give him a force out at any base, and also Boughton will then pitch to the right-hander Shannon, who stung the ball today. There's ball 2. Here's ball 3 coming up. And now ball 4. And there goes young McCarver down to first base. The Cardinals have the bases loaded, two outs. The game is tied 1-1. Here's Mike Shannon. He's single to center. He's lined out to right. He's had four hits and nine times in the series. And he hit the big home run in the opening game. Bases loaded, two down. The Cardinals have one run, five hits. The Yankees have one run, two hits. Jim Bouton in a big jam here in the top of the sixth inning. Bouton gets his sign. Now winds and throws. A fastball, foul back out of play, strike one. Bouton fed him a low fastball, and Shannon took a good cut. Elston Howard is going out to talk to Bouton. At third base is White. At second base is Grote. And McCarver's at first. Two down. The Cardinals have had four hits in the last two innings. And we have some action now in the Yankee bullpen. They're playing Shannon straight away. Here comes the pitch. There's a bounding ball to shortstop. Lynn plays it to Richardson in time. Force out, and the Yankees are out of the inning. The Cardinals in the top of the sixth inning. No runs, two hits, no Yankee errors. The Cardinals left three. At the end of five and a half innings, the score is tied 1-1. Been a long time since the Cardinals were here for a series. 21 years. And it's a long time since you've seen a deal like this Gillette World Series special. When you buy the Gillette adjustable razor set, which also contains a dispenser of stainless steel blades, you get new Gillette Sudup aftershave free in a generous sample bottle. Splash on a dash, and you put on a happy face. Smells better, feels better. And then top off every Gillette shave with crisp, refreshing Sudup. And what smooth shaves they are with a Gillette adjustable. It's the razor with a micrometer dial, 9 blade settings. Select the one which matches your skin and beard exactly. And Gillette guarantees its incomparable stainless steel blade will give you the best first shave of your life. And more superbly comfortable shaves per blade than with any other blade, or your money back from Gillette. There's the deal. Adjustable razor, Gillette stainless steel blades for $1.50, plus Sunup free. 5 and a half innings gone. Game tied, 1-1. And the Yankees now have the top of the batting order up in the last of the sixth inning. Curt Simmons will face Bill Lins, Bobby Richardson, and Roger Maris. Lins is grounded to the third, and he's been robbed by a base hit in the third inning on a diving stop by Dick Grote, which has been the play of this ball game. We've had three outstanding plays so far in the series. Pitch is high by Simmons, ball one. Maris, a one-handed running catch in right center at St. Louis. Maxville, a diving stab of a low line drive in St. Louis. And Dick Grote here today. And the pitch is high, ball two. 2-0 to Phil Lynn. Simmons has allowed only two hits, and both came in the second inning when the Yankees scored their run. There's the fastball over for a strike called. 2-1. Simmons has walked only one. No strikeouts. Two balls, one strike. Veteran left-hander comes down. Ground ball right to the box. A comebacker to Simmons. He flips the first and there's one away. Lynn's grounds out. Pitcher to first, Bobby Richardson, is grounded out and fouled out. The Yankees have not hit a ball out of the infield since the second inning. That's how effective Simmons has been. He's had them off their timing. They're just hitting tappers to the infield and pop-ups. One out, nobody on. This game tied 1-1. A brilliant pitching duel today between Bouton and Simmons. Simmons pitches outside a ball. This is a great story in baseball, Curt Simmons. The Phillies thought he was washed up and traded him away. They wish they had not. He came back, 16-2 against them lifetime, Harry?
That's right.
And he really haunted the Phillies. The 1-0 pitch is ground ball back to the box. Base hit. Center field. Bobby Richardson's on. That's the third hit now for New York. And Richardson now has five hits. He has the most hits now of any batter in the series. One out. Richardson on first. Richardson holds one World Series record that if you watch him play all the time, you say, well, he'd be the least likely to do it. Most runs batted in the series. He just seems to rise to his best in World Series play. One out. Richardson on first and Roger Maris up. Maris has popped up and grounded out. Mickey Mantle's on deck. And now Simmons is facing the power boys in the Yankee lineup. Maris tries to hold up, can't do it. He swings and misses on a low curveball. That's a tough call for that home plate umpire, that check swing. But Maris committed himself, says umpire Ken Burkhart behind the plate. Richardson a short lead at first. Maris hits a high fly in the right field. Here's Shannon galloping in under, waiting, puts it away, and they're two down. Richardson stays at first, and now Mickey Mantle's up. Mantle batting right-handed. This year he hit .424 right-handed and .241 left-handed. He's grounded out to short, and he's walked in this ball game. We're all tied, 1-1. Cardinals and the Yankees in the last half of the sixth inning. Richardson on first, two down. Mantle's being played deep and way around toward left. Pitch is low outside, ball one. He hit the longest measured home run within Yankee Stadium this year. See where that 461 mark is out there, Harry?
Yeah.
That ball sailed over that way back up on the bleachers. A 500-foot home run. Pitch is low, ball one. Of course, he's hit some of the most famous home runs in baseball. And when you look up, nobody's ever hit a ball out of Yankee Stadium, Harry. And down the right field line off Pedro Ramos, he hit the facade of the roof in right field and missed by a couple of 3 feet, hitting it over the roof. Pitch is low inside for ball three. 3-0. Two down, Richardson on first. And Kurt Simmons is not giving Mantle anything to hit.
Kurt, earlier in the series, he swung with 3-0. Let's see if he does it again.
All right. He's probably on his own. Here's a 3-0 pitch. He does. He lines it in the right field for a base hit. Richardson is rounding second. He's coming on the third. Mantle's going in the second, and the Yankees have runners on second and third. A double for Mantle. Richardson's at third. Mantle's at second. There are two down. And now Alston Howard's up. Howard has singled and hit into a double play. The Cardinals have one run, five hits, and the Yankees have one run, four hits. Kurt Simmons in his first jam since the second inning. They're going to put Howard on, and this is almost the identical circumstance that we had at the top of this inning. One with two out and runners on second and third. The Yankees purposely passed McCarver. They did it to get at a right-handed batter. However, the Yankees have a switch hitter coming up next, Tommy Tresh. So he'll be batting right. And here is ball four to Howard. Yankees have the bases loaded now. Two down. Richardson's at third. Mantle's at second. Howard's at first. Tommy Tresh, who leads the batters in the World Series so far and runs batted in with five, has a chance to increase that total. He's popped up and he's grounded out. A straightaway for the right-hander. The pitch to him. And he pops it up to the infield. Bill White says, I've got it. He's under it. And White grabs it and the side's out. Plus pitching by both Bouton and Simmons in the sixth. No runs for New York. Two hits. There were no errors. They left three men. At the end of six innings, the game is tied 1-1. Incomparable. That's the word for the Gillette stainless steel blade. You try it and find out why it's the number one seller by far. Superb comfort. Close, easy shaves. Shave after shave. Blade after blade. And with a Gillette stainless, you get uniform quality unequaled by any other. Gillette guarantees you the best first shave of your life and more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade. Or your money back from Gillette. So get started today with that sensational Gillette stainless steel blade. We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
What kind of money problems do you have? Medical and dental bills eating up the budget? Big car payments you'd like to cut in half? A whole pile of monthly bills got you snowed under? Well, the simple answer to all those problems is a phone number, Maine 1-4242. Call and talk to GFC's friendly Bob Adams. Arrange in minutes for 25 on up to $2,000. KMOX, KMOX-FM, St. Louis, your World Series station.
This is Kurt Gowdy with Harry Carey from Yankee Stadium, New York. The third game of the World Series is tied. At the end of six innings, the St. Louis Cardinals have one run, five hits, and no errors. The New York Yankees have one run, four hits, and one error. The Cardinals have left six. The Yankees have left five. Both teams left the bases loaded in the sixth inning. Del Maxville will be leading off for the Cardinals in the seventh. Then the pitcher, Curt Simmons, and he's sure to get a big hand when he comes up. And then to the top of the order for Curt Flood. Maxwell has popped up and grounded out, and the first pitch is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Bouton gets his sign, pitches 1-0, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike to Maxville, who went to school at Washington U in St. Louis. One ball, one strike. Overhand delivery is fouled back. One ball, two strikes. The situation of Javier returning to action is somewhat muddled right now. He still has stiffness with a sore left hip, and it's a day-to-day proposition when he'll be back. Each club has lost a regular because of an injury. Kubek is out of the entire series. Javier still has a chance to play. There goes Bouton's cap. He throws a high curveball. He knocked off as he came through in his follow-through. And with his eighth knockoff of his cap, he has set a World Series record. The 2-2 delivery. Foul back. Look out, Harry. Two balls and two strikes. During the season, when we were broadcasting the Red Sox games against the Yankees, we used to get letters, Harry. Why doesn't he wear adhesive tape inside of his cap? Or how about the little elastic string that would be tucked under his chin? Anything to keep that cap on. Well, he's the one that has to bend over and pick it up. It's all right with him. Two balls, two strikes to Maxville. Nobody on, nobody out. Change up. There's a drive in the left center. That's in the gap. Harris is up with it. Maxville's coming for two, and he's in there. He threw a number eight batter in the lineup, a changeup, and got it high. There's an old baseball saying, don't throw a weak hitter a high changeup.
Pitch just got away from him, Kurt. And it certainly gives the Cardinals a rousing start here in the seventh inning.
All right, there's a runner on second. Nobody out. And here's Kurt Simmons up. Simmons has struck out, and he's hit a line drive off the glove of Boyer at third to knock in the only Cardinal run. Now the Yankees are in tight at first and third. They're looking for the bunt. Here's the stretch. Simmons bunts down the third baseline. He makes Boyer handle the ball. Boyer fires the first and gets him. That's a perfect sacrifice for that runner on second. Simmons made the third baseman come in and handle the ball. Maxwell went over to third. And Simmons is out on a sacrifice. Boyer to Pepitone. One out. Check that Richardson cover. One out. And here's Kurt Flood up. He's fly to right. He's fly to center. He's hit into a force play. And the Yankees bring the infield in, hoping for a play at the plate. With this ball game tied now, 1-1 in the top half of seventh. And the way these two fellows are pitching, one run could be a big one.
And it's late, Kurt, and they can't afford to play the infield back. So they're in for the play at the plate with a good hitter up there, Kurt Flood.
Flood, who had 211 base hits this last year, has gone hitless in three times up in this game. Bouton's ready, fires, and Flood takes the curve low, ball one. In the best 4-out-of-7 series pattern, first used back in 1905, the first two games has been split 32 times. And on 21 of those occasions, the team that took the third game emerged eventually as a champ. Fouls it back. So, winning the third game after you split the first two has proven that 21 out of 30 times that team will go on to win the World Series. And we'll see what happens after today's game and who takes this one. One out for the Cardinals. Dal Maxville's at third base. This game is tied 1-1 in the top half to seventh. Kurt Flood's the batter at the top of the Cardinal batting order. Lou Brock's on deck. Bouton ready. In comes the overhand pitch. It's outside. Ball two. 2-1 to Flood. That infield right on the edge of the infield grass. Flood's a line drive type hitter. He stings that ball, usually gets a piece of it, doesn't strike out too much. The 2-1 delivery. He hits a high pop in the shallow center. Maxville's tagging at third. Maris is under it, very shallow center. Maxville holding the throw to the plate to Howard. He threw it on the fly, and Howard grabbed it one-handed. Mountain was backing up the catcher. So we have two down. There's a big out for Bouton. Lou Brock has popped up, grounded to short, and grounded to second. Left-handed batter. Well, so far, Bouton has really taken care of that top of the Cardinal batting order. Flood and Brock have been up seven times, the number one and two men, and they have not reached base yet.
Quite frequently during the regular season, Kurt, Brock with a runner at third and two out will bunt for a base hit.
All right, let's watch, Harry. This game tied 1-1, seventh inning. Cardinals have two down. Maxville's at third. Boyer's looking for the bunt. He's right in on the grass at third. And the pitch is low, ball one. Of course, he'd be shortened up anyway against the left-hander. But these two clubs have been scouted extensively. And evidently, Boyer's been tipped off that Brock will bunt sometime in a situation like this. One ball, no strikes to Brock. Bill White on deck. Just a shade to the opposite field for Brock, who hit 350 with the Cardinals from June on. Takes the pitch high. Ball two. 2-0. Back June 15th is the date that the Cardinal fans circle the calendar. That's the day they got Brock from the Cubs. He was hitting 251 at that time. Gene Mock told us out in St. Louis, the manager of the Phillies. He says, Kurt, one morning Lou Brock just woke up and he was a ball player. It just happened that quickly. The 2-0 delivery. A bounding ball to third. One hop. Boyer's got it. Flips to first. The flag down. No runs for the Cardinals. One hit, there were no errors, one man left. And at the end of six and a half innings, the game is tied 1-1.
To look and feel sharp, use the stainless blade that outsells all the others made. Get 12 blades while the price is low. It's a special from Gillette. Let's go.
Here's the deal. Two dispensers of sensational Gillette stainless steel blades. 12 blades for only $1.50. You save 28 cents. If you haven't enjoyed the matchless comfort of this great blade, here's your chance to find out why the Gillette Stainless has become the number one seller by far. You're guaranteed the easiest first shave, plus more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade, or your money back from Gillette. So right now, save 28 cents on this two-dispenser deal and enjoy real shaving luxury at a bargain.
Get 12 blades while the price is low. It's a special from Gillette. Let's go.
We've had the seventh inning stretch at Yankee Stadium, and now the Yankees send up the bottom third of their order in the last half of the seventh. Joe Pepitone, Cletus Boyer, and Jim Bouch. The Cardinals have one run, 6-6. The Yankees have one run, 4 hits. Pepitone has walked and grounded out. Kurt Simmons throws. He swings and misses on a curve, strike one. Boughton has pitched out of trouble in the sixth. Cardinals led off the seventh with a double, but they didn't score. Simmons pitched out of a bases-loaded situation in the sixth, and now here he is in the last of the seventh. Pitches outside. This has been the best pitch game of the series, and to our way of thinking, the best one of the three so far. This has been a real beauty. This is for the folks who like great clutch pitching. First two games were hitting fans' delight. The pitch. Is a strike called. That's a fastball in the outside corner. One ball, two strikes to Joe Pepitone. Playing Pepitone as a dead pull hitter to right, with the exception of the left fielder, Lou Brock. Hit 28 home runs this year. There's a ground ball foul down the first baseline, and the count is one ball, two strikes to Joe Pepitone. They've already announced the starting pitchers for tomorrow. Whitey Ford for the Yankees. He'll pitch game four. And Ray Sadecki. Sadecki for the Cardinals. Same two that opened the series in St. Louis on Wednesday. One ball, two strikes. Nobody on, nobody out. Simmons sidearms him. Outside, just missed with that one. Two balls and two strikes. Simmons has walked three today, one intentional. He has not struck out a batter. He's allowed only four hits. There's a pop-up by Pepitone. Bill White over in foul ground by the Yankee dugout under it and squeezes it for the first out. One away. Cletus Boyer has doubled the left, grounded out to third. And he knocked in the Yankee run in the second with a double to left field. So on they go. Kurt Simmons, 35-year-old left-hander, and Jim Boughton, 25-year-old right-hander. And they've really gone at it against each other today. One down, nobody on. Game tied, 1-1. Here's the pitch. There's a foul ball. Upstairs and back to first base. Strike one. See Gussie Bush, the owner of the Cardinals. He's over there by the Cardinal dugout in the front row. And he has his arms resting on the rail with his chin buried in his hands, intently watching the play. Pitch is low for a ball. This is his first World Series as owner of the Cardinals.
That's a pose reminiscent of the old Judge Landis, Kurt.
And I've seen a lot of pictures of the judge with that pose. One ball, one strike. There's a smash foul down the right field line into the stand, except when he got mad, Harry.
I never did have the privilege of meeting the late commissioner, but they say he was some character, Kurt.
They did a tremendous job. One ball, two strikes. Fort Frick, the present commissioner of baseball, and his family are all down by the Yankee dugout. He has his grandson with him today. A 1-2 pitch, low outside, 2-2. They live in Lexington, Massachusetts. Grandson. Two balls and two strikes to Cletus Boyer. One out, nobody on. Last half to seven. It's a tie game, 1-1. Simmons comes in. There's a swing and a miss on a screwball. A breaking pitch that was going away from a right-hander. And that's the first strikeout for Simmons. That makes it two down for the Yankees. Here's Jim Bouton coming up. Listen to the hand for Bouton. Bouton has flied to left and fouled out. Bill Lynn's on deck. Bouton tries to bunt and fouls it off to the right of home plate, strike one. Cardinals have one run, six hits. The Yankees have one run, four hits. And only one error in the game, that's been committed by the Yankees. The Cardinals have not made an error yet in this series. No balls, one strike. And he tries to bunt again and misses. Strike two to Bouton. Nothing in two. The Cardinals in their eighth inning will have White, Boyer, and Groth the middle of the order up. Two strikes to Jim Bouton. Two down, nobody on.
Bouton's being played to the opposite field. Here's the pitch by Simmons. Try to tease him with a bad one that's outside. One ball, two strikes. When Simmons helped pitch the Phillies to the 1950 pennant, he was called into the military service. The 1-2 delivery. There's a fly ball hit to left fielder Brock. He waits right in his tracks and grabs it, and the sign's out 1-2-3. At the end of seven innings, the score here at Yankee Stadium is still tied 1-1. Well, Kurt Simmons has been just about perfect today in the clutch. And on the subject of perfection, how would you like to get the perfect shave? The quickest, easiest, cleanest shave of your life. Well, you can do it. Start off with hot water, plenty of it. And then make your whiskers even wetter with Gillette Foamy. It super saturates your beard. And Foamy is the only leading shaving cream with K34 hexachlorophene antiseptic that cleanses your skin as you shave. Next, the incomparable Gillette stainless steel blade. Gillette guarantees you the best first shave of your life, so effortless you can hardly believe a blade is touching your face. And more just like it, every blade than with any other, or your money back from Gillette. And for a happy ending, top off that shave with Gillette's new Sun Up Aftershave. Smells better, feels better, manlier. All from Gillette, the people who know men best. We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Make this World Series even more memorable with a tall one mixed with Saratoga Ginger Ale. Saratoga Ginger Ale is great as a mixer. And delicious served plain. When friends call for a visit or a party, plan on serving Saratoga Ginger Ale, the ginger snappy one with the just right touch of carbonation and imported Jamaican ginger. Get Saratoga Ginger Ale at your favorite store in full quarts. You get 10% more in every bottle of Saratoga Ginger Ale than in other so-called quarts. Ask for Saratoga Ginger Ale. WGY.
Yankee Stadium, New York. At the end of seven innings, the Cardinals have one run, six hits, and no errors. The Yankees have one run, four hits, and one error. The Yankees scored in the second inning on Cletus Boyer's double, and the Cardinals scored on Kurt Simmons' single. In the fifth inning, that's been the scoring. Both clubs had the bases loaded in the sixth, couldn't score, and here's Bill White up. And he swings and misses strike one. The Cardinals led off the seventh with a double by Dal Maxfield, but they couldn't get him in.
White is lined to left, flied to left, and had an infield hit. One out of three. No balls, one strike. Jim Bouton overhands him. There's a changeup wrapped sharply to second. Up with it is Richardson. Throws to Bouton covering as Pepitone was pulled off the bag. Pepitone thought he might have a chance at that grounder. He left the bag, and Bouton had to come over to cover. That Richardson has a beautiful pair of hands. Quick, sure with him. He's been the premier second baseman in the American League. One out, nobody on. Ken Boyer popped up, flied to center, flied to left. He's 0-3. Dick Grote will be on deck. Playing Boyer deep and about a step toward left. Bouton's had good control today. It's been one of his secrets. Strike call. With the stuff he has, the natural stuff, any day you catch him with his control, you're in for trouble. He has walked two, but one intentional, and he has struck out two. Pitch is low. One ball, one strike. Eighth inning. Third game of the World Series is tied 1-1. Bouton gets a sign from Howard. Here comes the pitch to Ken Boyer. A changeup is hit high and fairly deep to left, but in comes Fresh under it, makes the grab. Two down. Boyer got under that pitch just a little too much, a changeup, and flied out to Fresh and left. Two down, and Dick Grote up. Grote has struck out, popped up, and doubled the left. And if you're looking ahead to the last of the eighth inning, the Yankees will have the top of their order up, Lins, Richardson, and Maris. So it's 1-1, tie game, eighth inning. Dick Grote with a closed stance, that front foot closer to home plate than the rear foot, takes a pitch outside, ball one. Johnny Keene, when the Cardinals worked out here yesterday, they asked him, would Yankee Stadium be a handicap to the Cardinals? There's a fly ball foul out of play. And he said, no, we have line drive hitters. And he named them Flood, Brock, Grote, fellas that get a piece of the ball. This big outfield here is an advantage to them. Plus, he said, we have the faster outfield, and our superior speed should help us in that big outfield. One thing that's been a little surprising, Harry, with the wind blowing the way it has in the three games, we haven't had any, many home runs hit in this series.
I was thinking the same thing. There's only been three home runs hit. One by the Cardinals, two by the Yankees.
Two down, nobody on. Here's the pitch to Grote. Takes it high and inside. Two balls, one strike to Dick Grote. The Cardinal catcher, Tim McCarver's on deck. Well, the sun's out again. But these tricky shadows are now present here in Yankee Stadium. There's a bounding ball, hit a one hop to third. Boyer has it easily, flips to first, and the Cardinals go down 1-2-3 in the eighth inning. So at the end of 7.5 innings, still a tie game, 1-1. How many deodorants do you have cluttering up that family medicine chest, huh? Did you know there's a personal deodorant that's perfect for the whole family? America's number one deodorant, Gillette Right Guard Power Spray. It's the perfect personal deodorant because nothing touches you but the spray itself. Not a gummy roll-on, not a messy cream, but a refreshing mist that dries on contact. 2 seconds gives you 24-hour protection. Remember, because nothing touches you but the spray itself, Right Guard is the perfect personal deodorant for the whole family. And you know, talk about incomparable products. How about that Gillette stainless steel blade? Gillette guarantees you the best first shave and more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade. Or your money back from Gillette. Discover the remarkable uniformity of Gillette stainless steel blades. And you'll see why the Gillette stainless steel has become the number one seller by far. Well, they're starting that rhythmic clapping in Yankee Stadium. Bill Lynn's leading off. Last half of the eighth inning. A game tied 1-1. Simmons and Boughton have been wearing them on their watch chains today. Lynn's has gone 0-3, and Kurt Simmons' first pitch is in there for a strike call. Lynn's is grounded to third. Grounded to short, capped out to the pitcher. Cardinals have out-hit the Yankees 6-4. And the one-strike pitch. There's a fly ball, hit the deep center. Back goes Kurt Flood. He's under it out there in the brilliant sunshine. Makes the catch, and there's one away. Cardinal fans, don't worry about Flood when that ball's hit in the air out there. He can go get him. One out, nobody on, and Bobby Richardson up. Richardson is grounded out, fouled out, and single to center. Roger Maris on deck. Well, the way this is going, it looks like one swing of the bat, one break. Something quick and unexpected. Might do it here. Here's the pitch high and outside. Ball one to Richardson. We're all tied. 1-1, if you just joined us. Last half of the eighth inning. Simmons pitch. There's a foul out of play upstairs. And the count is 1-1. 1-1 to Bobby Richardson. One down. The bases are empty for the Yankees. Simmons reads his sign. Now fires. Screwball low and outside. Ball two. And you Cardinal fans, in the ninth, they'll have McCarver, Shannon, Maxville up. Right now, the Yankees are batting with Bobby Richardson. 2-1 delivery. Low, ball three. 3-1, Simmons behind him. Kurt Simmons. We told you he was called in the military service back in 1950 when the Phillies played in the series. The 2-1 delivery, 3-1 delivery. The ground ball to shortstop. Dick Grote has it. There's a flip to first. White stretches to hang on to it. Throw is a little high and to the home plate side at first, but he's got it. And they're two down. And in that 1950 World Series, Simmons was a batting practice pitcher. He was ineligible to pitch in a series. And he hasn't been any batting practice pitcher here today. He's been a great one. Two down, nobody on. Roger Maris up. Maris has popped up, grounded out, and flied out. 0-3. Mickey Mantle's on deck. Playing Maris as a pull hitter to right. And he swings and misses strike one. No balls, one strike. Game tied, 1-1. Last half of the eighth inning. Simmons pitched to Maris. Is away from him. The ball, 1-1. Simmons has moved that ball beautifully today. I don't think he's thrown over a pitch or two down the middle. Every pitch has been on the corners. It's been high, low, in and out. A 1-1 delivery. That pitch is in there for a strike call. Letter high on the inside corner. 1-2 to Roger Maris. The Yankees have two out, nobody on here in the last of the eighth inning. Simmons takes the sign. Here's his one. Now Starson steps off the rubber. Ready again now. A 1-2 pitch to Maris. Low outside. That one didn't miss by too much. 2-2. We're two down and nobody on. Bill White is really guarding that first baseline. He doesn't want a ball to go by him and into the corner for extra bases with two outs. So he's right on top of first base against the left-handed batter, Maris. The 2-2 pitch, fouls it back, and the count is 2-2 to Maris. Maris has hit 186 in World Series competition, 4 previous World Series. He's never hit hard in the World Series, and this one so far now, he's had 3 hits and 12 times up. 2-2, and the pitch to Maris. And he hits a high foul. It'll be out of play down the right field line. That's in the third deck. Both these men have had good stuff today, and we've had a lot of foul balls drop in the stands.
Heard Kim McCarver's out talking to Simmons. That last pitch that Maris fouled on the first base side of the stands was the first ball that had gotten away from Simmons, and he got it inside. Now, he's been pitching Maris to the outside part of the plate to prevent him from being able to pull into that neighborly right field section.
They're having quite a talk out there. Now, here comes young McCarver. Back of the plate. Two balls and two strikes to Roger Maris. Two down, nobody on. Game tied, 1-1. Last of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch to him. It's high, ball three. 3-2. He had him 1-2. Now it's a full count. We're ready now for the 3-2 pitch. It's on the way. He's out. Oh, strike three on a side-off curveball. Harris throws his bat away. He doesn't like it, but he's out of there. And the Yankees go down 1-2-3 in the last half of the eighth inning. So the score at the end of eight innings here at Yankee Stadium is still the Cardinals 1 and the Yankees 1. Well, before the Cards come up for the ninth inning, here's a question. Men, would you like the cleanest, quickest, easiest shaves in the world? Really very simple. First, splash on lots of hot water. Really wet those whiskers. And then make them even wetter with moisture-rich Gillette Foamy, regular or menthol. Its tiny moisture bubbles super saturate your beard. And Gillette Foamy is the only leading shave cream containing K34 hexachlorophene antiseptic. It cleanses your skin while you shave. Now, for the easiest first shave of your life, slip an incomparable Gillette stainless steel blade in your Gillette adjustable razor. And discover why this blade has become the number one seller by far. Gillette guarantees you more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade or your money back from Gillette. And every shave can have a perfect ending. Splash on a dash of refreshing Sun Up after shave. Smells better, feels better, manlier. Women like it too. Well, that's it for real shaving luxury. Foamy, Gillette stainless steel blades, and new Sun Up after shave. It's the ninth inning here at Yankee Stadium. The Cardinals have 1 run, 6 hits, and no errors. The Yankees have 1 run, 4 hits, and 1 error. The Cardinals have left 7. The Yankees have left 5. And here in the ninth inning, Tim McCarver will be leading off. He's walked, single to right, and he's been passed purposely.
KMOX and KMOX FM, St. Louis.
And Kurt Simmons, the two starting pitchers, have both gone all the way. McCarver's batting left-handed. The pitch to him is a little bit high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. A 1-0 delivery. There's a ground ball grilled to shortstop, right through the legs of Lynn. In the left field. McCarver's on. That was a real croquet shot. Went right through his legs. He was bent over to pick it up. And there's an error charged to Lynn. And the Yankees now have committed 2 errors in this game. And this puts the pressure now on Boughton. It looked like an easy out. Runner on first, nobody out. Here's Shannon up. The right fielder of the Cardinals has singled to center, line to right, hit into a force plays. Bunning, it's a beauty, picked up by Pepitone. He tags him out as Shannon runs back toward home plate. It's a sacrifice. And the Cardinals have the tie-breaking run at second base, 1 out. Maxville is scheduled up, but they're going to pinch it for him. Carl Warwick, who's had 2 hits and 2 pinch hit appearances,
is coming out now to bat for Maxville.
Kurt, you know, Warwick had a fractured cheekbone and was out of action for several days at the end of the season. The Cardinals have a left-handed pinch hitter who's their specialist, Bob Skinner. But with first base open, manager Johnny Keene is not going to use Skinner in a spot where you would waste him, because undoubtedly the Yankees would intentionally pass Skinner should he go up there. So they send Warwick, who at least will have a chance, perhaps, to get the base hit that could give the Cardinals the lead.
Harry, trying to put my glasses on and watch that Cardinal bullpen. I don't see anyone warming up out there. Maybe someone was earlier that we haven't spotted. It's out of our view where the pitcher warms up. There's a delivery high for ball one. Jerry Buchek is out there with his jacket off. He'll come in to play second base for the Cards in the last of the ninth. Low outside, ball two. 2-0 now to pinch hitter Carl Warwick. Tim McCarver's at second. One out. This game is tied 1-1 in the top of the ninth inning. Jim Bouton's probably wondering what he has to do to get some runs in the World Series. Last year, he was defeated 1-0. By the Dodgers, and today's tied 1-1. So the Yankees have scored one run in two games that he's pitched in the World Series for him. Two balls and no strikes. Right-handed batter Carl Warwick up. Pitches high. Ball three. Charlie James is out on deck now. And evidently is going to hit for Kurt Simmons. Maybe. We'll see what happens. Three balls and no strikes. The pitch to him. And Bouton bores it right in there for a strike call. 3-1 now. We're tied 1-1, ninth inning. McCarver led off with a ground ball that went through the Yankee shortstop's legs, Phil Lynn's, for an error. Shannon sacrificed him to second. Cardinals have done some great bunting in this series. They've had two good sacrifice bunts today. Three balls and one strike. The stretch and delivery. Ball four. Now there are runners on first and second. Charlie James is on the on-deck circle, but it looks like Skinner's coming out.
That's the spot that Johnny Keene was hoping for, Kurt. Now he's got a chance to use his best left-handed pinch hitter in the spot where they have to pitch to him.
All right, here are the Cardinals making some moves in the ninth inning. Bob Skinner. Steve Hamilton. And Pete Mickelson, left-hander and right-hander in the Yankee bullpen warming up. Bob Skinner hit 254 this year, four homers. And he's up there now with one out, runners on first and second for St. Louis. Game tied 1-1, top of the ninth inning. The stretch and delivery. There's a strike call. We can't see who's warming up for the Cardinals. It may be Barney Schultz, but they have hit now for Simmons, and the Cardinals will need a new pitcher in the last of the ninth inning. One run, six hits for the Cardinals. One run, four hits for the Yankees. The Yankees have made two errors. Here's the stretch. One strike pitch to the big left-handed batter is a high drive in the deep right center. Roger Maris roaming back. He'll get under it. Makes the grab. McCarver's tagging at second and coming over to third. Good bout and kept Skinner from pulling that one. He'd have pulled that one to right field. That would have been out of here. Long fly to deep right center. Two down. Now here's Kurt Flood. This is the top of the Cardinal batting order. Flood has flied to right, flied to center, hit into a force play, and flied to center. He's gone 0 for 4. He's a right-handed batter. Runners now on first and third, two down. 1-1 ball game. The pitch is upside, a ball, 1-0. Bouton came in there with a fastball. One ball, no strikes. Lou Brock on deck. Bouton with a stretch. In comes the delivery. There's a little chopper. Tough chance. The third, they have to let it roll. They would not have had a play on Brock as he topped the ball and hit a little chopper down the third baseline. Catcher Howard going out for it. In was Boyer, and I don't believe either one could have got Flood had that ball been fair. And McCarver could have scored. Boyer very wisely said, look, I don't have a play. Let's see what happens. He let it go, and it dribbled foul down the third baseline.
They're playing Flood to pull. Lins is way over in the hole, giving Flood a lot of room to hit through around second base.
One ball, one strike, two down. Cardinals have runners on first and third. This game tied, one all, ninth inning. Here's the pitch to Flood. Takes it low, a ball, 2-1. Bouton has been tough in the jams today. He got out of the sixth with the bases loaded. The Cardinals led off the seventh with a double, and he pitched out of that one. And now here he is in the ninth with runners on first and third, two down. Tim McCarver's at third. Carl Warwick's at first. Bouton with a stretch. Makes the move to first, and getting back is Warwick. He wasn't far off that bag. Now once again, Jim Bouton up on the rubber. He swings, there's a fly ball in a shallow right. Waiting for it is Mantle. He's got it. And the Cardinals are out in the ninth. No run. No hit. One Yankee error. And the Cardinals left two. And the score at the end of 8.5 innings now is still tied 1-1. Well, tomorrow the pitchers are expected to be Whitey Ford and Ray Sudeikis. A rematch of the first game which the Cardinals won. I don't know if history will repeat, but I do know this. If you take advantage of this Gillette World Series special, you'll get the easiest, quickest shaves in the world, and you'll save 28 cents in the deal. For just $1.50, you get 12 sensational Gillette stainless steel blades. Man, that's weeks and weeks of clean, close shave. Unparalleled shaving luxury. Gillette guarantees the best first shave of your life and more just like it per blade than with any other blade. Or your money back from Gillette. Find out for yourself why it's America's number one seller by far. Unmatched uniformity, blade after blade, dispenser after dispenser. 12 Gillette stainless steel blades for only $1.50. You save 28 cents. Don't let this Gillette World Series special get by.
Well, Kurt, it's going to be Barney Schultz coming in relief. Kurt Simmons pitched a fine ball game. He allowed only 4 hits and 1 run in his 8 innings. And 38-year-old veteran Barney Schultz now will replace him. And the first man to face Schultz will be Mickey Mantle.
Mantle, Howard, and Tresh. This is game 3 of the World Series, and Barney Schultz has now pitched in every ball game. He saved the first game for the Cardinals. He wasn't as effective in the second game. They had to remove him. Came in the second game, worked only a third of an inning. Allowed 2 hits and 2 runs. Gave up a home run in that game. Jerry Buchek will go to second base. And he's going to be batting in the number eight spot. Well, the Cardinals have had their chances. They had the bases loaded in the sixth, two down. In the sixth with two down, Shannon bounced into a force play. Maxville led off the seventh with a double. He was sacrificed on the third, and with a runner on third, one out, they couldn't get him in. Flood flied to shallow center, and Brock bounced out. And here in the ninth, Lenz booted McCarver's easy ground ball. McCarver was sacrificed to second, and after a walk to Warwick, Skinner flied to deep center, and Flood flied out. Now Mickey Mantle batting left-handed. Time called. Donnie Keene wants to look at the batting order, the umpire, and I believe, let's see now, Ken Burkhardt is walking over toward the Yankees. There may be something in that Cardinal batting order. Buchek may be hitting ninth instead of eighth.
He has his choice there. He can put the two men in the way he wants them. He might want to have Schultz batting eighth and Buchek ninth, which would give him an opportunity to use a pinch hitter for Schultz before he would have to for Buchek.
So Burkhart's gone over to inform Barra something that Johnny Keene had ran out of the Cardinal dugout to talk to the umpire. Here's Mantle. He's grounded to short. He's walked. He's doubled to right. Facing 38-year-old Barney Schultz. The big Yankee crowd roaring now for some action. There's a high drive. Hit the deep right. And forget about it. It is gone. The ball game's over. Have been together for years and years, and Mantle just hit a towering drive into the third deck off one of Schultz's fastball or knuckleballs, one pitch, and Barney Schultz, when he saw that bat connect, he just shook his head and started for the dugout. He knew it was gone. It was a patented Mickey Mantle drive, a towering home run that landed up in about the third or fourth row of the third tier in right field. And Mantle has just broken a World Series record. He now has hit 16 World Series home runs. He and Babe Ruth were tied with 15 apiece. And so, in a dramatic pitching duel, and then a dramatic home run by Mantle on the first pitch of the last of the ninth inning, the Yankees have taken the lead in the World Series, 2-1. In the ninth, one run for the Yankees, one hit. And the line score, New York had two runs, five hits, and two errors. The Cardinals had one run, six hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher, Jim Bouton, going all the way, pitching brilliantly again. Didn't have many runs to work on, just like he did last year. But three times he pitched out of jams, and he had it when he haven't had it in the clutch. The losing pitcher is Barney Schultz. Kurt Simmons does not appear in the records as a winner or loss. But let's tip our hat to the 35-year-old Simmons, who held the Yankees to only one run over eight innings before he was lifted for a pinch hitter in the ninth. There was a great ball game, and Harry Carey will wrap it up for you.
Fine, Kurt. A tremendous ball game, as you say, and Barney Schultz made just one pitch, and it was all over. And so, with one pitch, a decision was reached that had required 8.5 innings of stalemate before it was decided. Mickey Mantle turning around to bat left-handed for the first time today after having hit right-handed against Kurt Simmons with a double in two official times at bat. The scoring was started by the New York Yankees in the second inning when, with one out, Elston Howard singled to center. After Tresh had fouled out for the second out, Joe Pepitone walked. Cletus Boyer fell in the hole with no balls and two strikes. And then Simmons perhaps made his only mistake of the day as he got a pitch up high and inside, and Boyer falling away doubled into the left field corner. That drove in the run. Bouton then flied out, and that was it. And the Yankees led 1-0. The Cardinals tied it with an error by Mickey Mantle setting it up in the fifth inning. Was an unearned run. A single by McCarver, Mantle's error, and a base hit by Simmons off the diving glove of Cletus Boyer. Then the Cardinals threatened several times, but Jim Bouton was more than equal to the occasion. I guess the turning point was in the ninth inning when Bob Skinner, the pinch hitter for Curt Simmons, hit a long drive deep in the center field that was hauled in by Roger Maris. As a result of Skinner batting for Simmons, the Cardinals had to go to their bullpen, and Barney Schultz came in time to make one pitch, and that a record-breaking home run by Mickey Mantle, who now has hit more home runs in World Series competition than anybody else in the history of the game, and that even includes the one, only, and immortal Babe Ruth. So that's the final 2-1. The Yankees over the Cardinals. The Yankees now leading 2-1. This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the description and account of this game without the express written consent of the Commissioner of Baseball is prohibited. This is Harry Carey with Curt Gowdy reminding you to be sure to tune in tomorrow at 12:45 Eastern Daylight Time for the fourth game of this exciting 1964 World Series. When your host, as today, again will be Gillette, the people who know men best, and Chrysler Corporation, maker of Plymouth, Dodge, Dodge Trucks, Chrysler, and Imperial.
This has been an NBC Radio Network production.